following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Sometimes fate dangles opportunities in front of us that we can't help but take notice of. That's exactly what's presented itself to the 2022 Clay County Bulldogs in the form of a playoff bracket that ensures the champion of Region 4A a home field advantage throughout the playoffs. The road to that preferred path starts tonight in Salina, where head coach Bruce Lamb leads his 3-0 black and gold Ballers into their conference opener. Coming into town vying for the same glorious opportunity are the 2-2 Joe Burns Red Devils, led by the longest tenured active head coach in single-A football, Tom Adkins. The Dogs seek to strengthen their case for their fourth consecutive winning season, while the Devils try to build their first winning season in 4 years. There's plenty on the line as Clay County and Joe Burns meet for the eighth time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County Coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show, and for the second time this year, we're in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, positioned high atop Joe Neal Lead Stadium, looking down at beautiful John Peoples Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be calling this Thursday night fight for you. Joining me soon will be the Horizon Sports Network producer, Rob Edwards. Joining me now is a guy who's not afraid to take on any challenge, whether it be from the Red Devils tonight, newspaper deadlines, or dealing with his surly co-workers here at the Horizon Sports Network. He's our main man, Thomas Weaver.
Wouldn't know what to do without you, Daniel. 2 weeks in a row right here where we're supposed to be in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. So, you know, I think I could get used to this.
I certainly could, too. It's always good being home, and we talked about it in the opener. This is a big step tonight in this region game. If Clay County were to be Region 4A champs, they would have home field advantage throughout the playoffs 4 straight weeks, and we could be right here calling it.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see these top 10 dogs tonight. You know, they're playing inspired football, and I expect the same thing they did last week against Cornersville when they hit the field for their first region game in about an hour. You know, like you said, this is the first step towards that elusive region championship, and I know this Clay County team understands what's at stake here, and they'll be ready to lay it on the line tonight, Daniel. We've never done it.
We've not. We've not been outright region champions ever. We were district champions years ago, late 80s into the early 90s when it was a district. But, you know, everybody talks about Gordonsville, and that's the giant in Region 4A, and that's true. But Gordonsville doesn't matter if you don't win tonight.
Right.
It's a stepping stone towards that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be a game most of the
yeah.
time when Tom Atkins and Joe Burns comes in here to John Peoples Field. Well, just like we say every week, there's one group that lays it on the line, and they do it for our listeners, Daniel. We want to recognize them, and they've done it for years now, and that's our list of loyal sponsors. We hope our listeners will go out, let them know how much you appreciate their sponsorship to make this all happen and do business with those folks. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dale Hall of Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing the Dawgs' most recent game. Daniel, that headline said, Dawgs down Cornersville 38-6 to remain undefeated, and the story talked about how with a dominating 38-6 win over Cornersville last week, the Clay County Bulldogs remained undefeated on the season and ranked as the AP number 9 team in Class A heading into their first region contest here tonight. The Dawgs left no doubt about whether or not they came to play last Friday night against Cornersville as they took it to their opponent from the opening buzzer. We came out and jumped on them, Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb said. They were fired up and ready to go, he said about his team. And that mindset that the Dawgs hit the field with really set the tone in that one, Daniel, as your summary is going to show.
It certainly does. It was in front of a good crowd assembled here at Joe Neal Stadium that Clay County stifled the Cornersville attack early behind inspired play from Levi Garrett, who led the Dawg defensive charge and finished as the team's leading tackler. Garrett made the stop on the opening kickoff and almost single-handedly forced a Cornersville three and out on the first possession of the game, which resulted in just in points just four Clay County plays later. Seniors Keaton Arms and Alec Kerr both broke free for big runs before their classmate Joseph Markham capped the 52-yard scoring drive with a 25-yard rushing touchdown. Kerr then added a two-point run, and Clay County led 8-0 with 8:37 left in the first quarter. The next Cornersville drive also ended abruptly, as did all of their first half possessions, and the Clay County offense continued clicking. Arms set Markham up for his second rushing touchdown of the night with a 44-yard run down to the 3-yard line, and sophomore Nate Adams ran in the two-pointer to surge the Dawgs ahead 16-0 with just over 2 minutes left in the opening period. Markham then tacked on one for good measure before intermission, and the 45-yard scamper to pay dirt sent Clay County into the break up 24-0 after Adams found Markham for the two-point conversion. Arms, who ran for over 100 yards on the night, then opened the second half with another long run to put the Dawgs in business again, and he also showed off his passing skills by finishing the drive with a 38-yard touchdown pass to senior wideout Jimmy Burchett. Kerr ran in his second conversion for 2 points, then invoked the tee to bless the way Mercy Row running clock as Clay County vaulted ahead 32-0 with over 16 full minutes left to play. Cornersville did find the end zone later in the period on a 90-yard rushing touchdown, but the Dawgs immediately answered on their ensuing drive as Arms hooked up with Kerr for a 66-yard scoring strike to account for the final margin of Clay County 38, Cornersville 6.
A lot of numbers in this one, Daniel. The stats show the Dawg defense held Cornersville to just 45 first-half yards, and 90 of their 132 total yards in the game came on that one play you talked about after Clay County went up 32-0. Garrett's seven tackles led the team, while Markham, Kerr, and their classmates John Hamilton and Ricardo McElroy all recorded four. Arms, Burchett, fellow senior Hunter Kyle, juniors Weston Burwell, Parker Smith, and Ben Maxfield, and freshman Nolan Adams all had two stops. On offense, Clay County racked up a total of 399 yards on 43 offensive plays, including five touchdowns and 4 2-point conversions. They had 28 carries for 253 yards and 3 touchdowns rushing, and 146 yards and 2 touchdowns on 5 of 15 passing. Arms was the leading rusher with 13 carries for 117 yards. Markham had 10 for 96 and 3 touchdowns. Kerr, 4 carries, 34 yards, 2 2-point conversions. Nate Adams, 1 carry for 3 yards, which was a 2-point conversion. And Nolan Adams had 1 carry for 3 yards. Arms was 4 for 13 for 143 and 2 touchdowns through the air, while Nate Adams was 1 for 2 with a 3-yard 2-point conversion. They threw completions to Kerr, who caught 1 for 66 and a touchdown, Burchett 2 for 64 and a touchdown, and Markham had 2 catches for 16 yards and a 2-point conversion. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Delhalla Horizon next week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay
County Farm Supply wishes the Dawgs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we...
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWS away playoffs for 5 consecutive seasons and have 24 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 11-24, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Joe Burns Red Devils have also advanced to the playoffs in the past 5 consecutive seasons, and they have also had 24 appearances overall, beginning with their initial appearance back in 1985. They have a playoff record of 20-24, with their furthest advancement being the state championship game twice, where they finished as runners-up in both 2008 and 2010. These teams are meeting for the 8th time in their histories in a series that began in 2015 when the two became Region 4A foes. They've played each year since then. The black and gold do trail overall in the series with 3 wins to 4 losses. However, the 3 Clay County wins have come in the last 3 meetings, and the black and gold ride that win streak into tonight's contest. So during the prior 7 games, we don't have a ton of individual stat leaders in our categories. There's certain milestones a player has to reach before we start documenting that. We don't have anybody on rushing. Perhaps Joseph Markham or Keaton Arms could change that tonight. We do have some passing leaders, though. We see in 2017, Jake Ashlock threw for 189 yards through the air against Joe Burns. And the passing touchdown leader came from current senior Keaton Arms. He had 3 touchdown passes his sophomore year in 2020 against Joe Burns.
Receiving touchdown leader, there's 2 tied with 2 at the top, Daniel. In 2019, White Burks hauled 2 in, and in 2020, Alec Kerr caught 2. I'm sure those came, 2 of those 3 from Keaton Arms. And your tackle leader, 2017, we recorded Dylan Maxfield for 20 stops. What a number, Daniel.
Very active linebacker was Dylan. And the final one, the longest punt return touchdown against Joe Burns, none other than Alec Kerr, his sophomore year in 2020, a 63-yard punt return touchdown for the ever-dangerous Alec Kerr. Maybe he'll do it again tonight, Tom.
Let's hope so.
That concludes the series portion of our history segment. We'll be right back with our anniversary history.
We serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back. Tonight on About a Bulldog History, we continue celebrating the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing the team that celebrate either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week, we discussed the 1957 team. This evening, we turn back the clock 60 years to 1962. The first Taco Bell and Walmart opened. Marilyn Monroe died at the age of 36. The New York Yankees won the World Series. And John Teeples was in his eighth year as head coach of Salina High School football. The fall of 1962 saw a pretty strong team, Thomas, that recorded an overall record of 4 wins against 4 losses. We'll break that schedule down in a minute. Offensively, the team put up right at 18 points per game. However, they did allow right at 19 points a game defensively. So we're going to see in a couple of the losses through the schedule that some were close losses. So that 1 point sometimes makes a big difference. Not a huge group of Bulldogs on this squad. Adding them up, it looks like 23 players on the team. But a quality group, though. I'll let you share.
3 freshmen, Dudley Spear, our Uncle Jack Nature, who's in the Hall of Fame, and Roger Gray. 6 sophomores, Kerry Eads, Ed Barlow, Kenneth Bailey, Denny Nature, Lanny Anderson, and Benny Davis. And then 6 juniors, Daniel, Jeff Henson, Tommy Chaffin, Michael Capps, Tommy Smith, Hall of Famer Danny Watson, and Herschel Lacy. And then led by 8 seniors, which is a good number, despite the smaller roster. And that's Carlos Day, William Cherry, Eugene Austin, James Poindexter, Lonnie Donaldson, Leon Watson, James Capps, who's in the Hall of Fame, and Grady Maxfield. Of course, like you said, head coach by Hall of Famer John Teeples, assistant coach Joe Masters, and then several managers, Robert Abbott, Dennis Chaffin, Joe King, and Fred Linneman, and statistician Hall of Famer Joe Lynn.
Yeah, a pretty good group there, Thomas. Let's go ahead and just take a tour through the season they played that year, 8-game schedule that they had in 1962. They opened things up with a strong win over York Institute, 39-21, to open the season up right, before turning around in week 2 and losing 1 to Livingston, 0-20. Of course, that still pretty recent memory from the mid-50s bounce with Livingston, so I'm sure a huge rivalry and a heartbreaking loss there for them.
No doubt. They started week 3 with a slim loss to McMinnville City, Daniel. They lost 21-19. And there's a school we don't hear about.
It's not. You're right.
Warren County now, I guess.
I'm sure that has morphed into a very large school system and a big high school down there. And there we see the first of those close losses. So they open up the season 1-2 overall before beating Jackson County 13-7 in game 4. Then they thrash Monterey 34-21 in game 5 to move to 3-2 on the year before a late season 13-26 loss to Tompkinsville, Kentucky, to make them 3-3. I've got an article here, a quick write-up out of the Tennessean. Headline read, Salina beaten by Tompkinsville. Salina built up an early 13-0 lead, but blew it and lost 26-13 to Tompkinsville of Kentucky here last night. James Capp, star fullback on offense and tackle on defense, was injured early in the game. Tompkinsville is now 2-2-1 on the season, and Salina is 3-3. Looking at scoring from that game, we see Leon Watson had a 65-yard run and also a 1-yard run to account for all of the Salina High School points, and those came early. They were up 13-0, Thomas, then Tompkinsville fought back. You've got to think the loss of James Capps early in that one was big.
Yeah, that hurt them, if nothing else, losing their leader, Daniel, someone they looked to in the huddle, I'm sure. And then after that loss up there in Tompkinsville, you can't beat this, Daniel. I don't care if you don't win any of them but this one. A 19-0 shutout of the Gordonsville Tigers, and looks like you've got something to read about that.
Another quick write-up. Headline read, Salina routes Gordonsville. The Salina Bulldogs scored solo touchdowns in each of the first three periods here last night, rolling to a 19-0 victory over Gordonsville. Halfback William Cherry was the big gun for the winners, racing 75 and 25 yards to pay dirt in the first half. Scoring summary shows it was a pick six touchdown on that 75-yarder that William Cherry had before catching a pass from my great uncle Lonnie Donaldson there early to score. And then Gene Austin, might know the younger brothers, Larry and Gary. He's the older of that set of brothers. He had a 65-yard punt return touchdown. So a host of good players there in that big win over Gordonsville, putting them at 4-3 on the season. And then they wrap up the season with a tough loss to Smith County Carthage High School. I'm sure it was called at the time, 6-37. But, Thomas, here's the big takeaway. I've heard you say this before. You beat the Blue Devils of Jackson County in the season and the Tigers of Gordonsville. So regardless of anything else, that's a good outcome when you beat the teams in blue.
You throw a win over Monterey in there, too.
That's right. That's right. Cheerleaders from 1962, Betty Upton, Ann Watson, Shirley Gates, Joyce Moore, Judy Burnett, Margaret Dalton, and Carolyn Masters, and the football queen from 1962, Frida Bailey. Final thoughts on the 1962 Salina High School Bulldogs, Thomas.
Well, again, you have to consider that a successful season. That, you know, in my opinion, that's kind of having some non-conference type losses. I'm sure they didn't really have a conference in that day, but, you know, they got it done against the teams that still matter today. And, you know, a lot of great names. Again, we touch on this every week. It's really neat to me to hear the names of men you know throughout the community and then realize, hey, they scored touchdowns, they returned kicks, so on and so forth. Gene Austin saw him the other day and was talking to him about it, and never would have thought he took one back. What was it, 65 yards?
65-yard punt return touchdown. And
great
that's
play.
Something that that I don't have in our historical stuff. I've got to get that added to our list, so I was excited about that. We always enjoy discussing the teams of the past. It has been our pleasure to talk about the 1962 Salina High School Bulldogs tonight, who are celebrating their 60th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the Clark West pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment. Offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the Dogs hosting Joe Burns, where Clay County will take on the Red Devils in their region opener. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior linebacker, offensive lineman, and kicker Levi Garrett for this edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, appreciate you having us over today.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate you.
Levi, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thanks for having me, Thomas.
Coach, we have to open this one with talking about the way your team came to play last Friday night. I know you had them prepared, but have you ever seen a team come out with more focus and fire?
They were ready to go, man. They lined up and from the get-go for the opening kickoff and just put the pressure on Cornersville and just kept coming. And you know, offensively, we did our jobs. We got our assignments done and executed. And you know, we're getting better each week. I think each better all 3 weeks that we've gained a little bit. So hopefully, we'll continue that.
And this guy sitting beside you over here, to me, was a spark to that fire, Coach. Levi Garrett was locked in. I thought he really set the tone literally from the opening kickoff, didn't he?
He did. Levi is a very emotional player, a great leader for us, and does a good job in the locker room, does a great job on the field, keeping people up, keeping people in the game, and getting them where they should be.
Levi, I know you and your senior classmates kind of took that Cornersville matchup as a challenge, and it showed. What was it about that game that had you guys so fired up?
I guess just like when we played them last year, you know, it was been a ranked game pretty much. So we seen that as a challenge, you know, to go out and beat them again, try to show Tennessee what we're about.
And you guys put it all together on both sides of the ball. How important was it to come out and make that statement in your first home game of your senior season?
Just keep the crowd in it, you know. You know, come out and smack them in the mouth, keep everybody into it, and keep the crowd up, keep everybody fired up.
And Coach, I know you can recognize talent, toughness, effort, but did you expect to see it all come together like that Friday night?
Well, I sure was hoping it would. I'll tell you that right now. But, you know, we had a good week of practice. And, you know, usually when you have a good week of practice, things go pretty well on Friday nights. But, you know, the way we played with the physicality we played and the toughness, you know, I was extremely pleased and excited to see those guys come out with that kind of fire in them.
And Levi mentioned it, you know, big crowd in Joe Neal East Stadium, pretty good atmosphere, Coach. What was it like your first time coaching on John Peoples Field?
Well, I ain't going to lie to you. I had a few butterflies. You know, I was a little nervous going out. And, you know, you want everything to go right on your first home game. And, you know, those guys did a great job. And, you know, the coach's staff, wow. I mean, excellent. You know, they had a great game plan with – with Coach Maynard with the offense and Coach Dickerson with the defense, and the kids executed it perfectly, and I was excited. I was excited for the people to see what kind of talent we have on this football team, and it's only going to get better.
And you've coached a lot of places.
I have.
Where do you rank Bulldog Nation?
Hey, pretty daggum high, I'm going to tell you right now. It's great. It's a great atmosphere. The whole thing just coming out, beautiful field, beautiful stadium, coming out with people all lined up and down the side when you come out. I mean, it's hard to beat. You know, you can't beat Friday nights, period. You know, it doesn't matter where you are exactly. Friday nights is something special that you don't see and you don't get everywhere. You don't get that on Saturdays. You don't get that on Sundays. Friday nights is great, and it's great to be in Clay County on Friday nights.
Levi, you've seen a few of those crowds. Seemed like that one was kind of at a fever pitch a little bit more than most. You guys got this community kind of fired up with your play, and do you feel like you lived up to that?
Yeah, I really do think we did. You know, feel like everybody's coming out and watching us now. You know, since we started winning a bunch of ball games, and everybody's supporting us.
And that's because of this senior group that you have, Levi. You're a part of it, and you know, it's a group that's on pace to make history. I think you guys have won 25, 27, 28 games in your career so far. What do you contribute your success as a group to?
I'll tell the guys that came before us. You know, getting us in that mindset, win each week. You know, try to be the best you can each week.
Coach, the talent of this class is unheard of. We know about the weapons, but in my opinion, Levi Garrett is a secret weapon. You said he never comes off the field because he does it all. His kicking is probably the most overlooked thing, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, we joke around him a lot about kicking all the time. About how he's really great, but, you know, Levi's just one of those kids. It's a coach's dream. I mean, he is a complete football player. You know, he's good at everything he does. He gives everything he's got, everything he does. And, you know, that is just, you just don't find that in these days. And as a coach, you love kids like that because you know that you don't have to worry about what they're going to do. Even if they do something wrong, they're going to do it 100 miles an hour and give everything they got. And that's just a great compliment for a young man like Levi Garrett.
And Levi, you touched on it. You said the guys that came before you. Where does that pride in being a Bulldog come from besides from them? I mean, and talk about that a little bit.
I don't know. I'd say just, you know, going back and looking at the history, you know, the 85 team and all of them and thinking about, you know, we could be a lot better than them. And just trying to go out there and be better than them.
Well, tonight's going to be the first step towards that. Coach has kind of set you guys an ultimate goal, and, you know, we're going to see what we're made of tonight in our first region opener. Do you think we'll see the same fired-up team against Joe Burns, Levi?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're going to be fired up when we come out.
Simple answer, Coach.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect any different, you know. We've talked to it numerous times with the seniors, and you know those nine guys. I mean, you're only promised so many games, and you know it's dwindling down, and we can't play for a region championship if we don't win this one. So I think we'll come out a little fired tonight.
We talked about Joe Burns for the paper, Coach. You know, they've got the longest tenured coach in Class A, and Coach Tom Adkins, and they've got some players too. How big of a challenge are the Red Devils going to be tonight?
Definitely going to be a big challenge. They got a very athletic quarterback, probably the best player on their team. He moves around really well. They've got a tall, big, good-sized running back who runs the ball hard and a really good wide receiver in number two. He gets open. I don't know how he gets open all the time, but he gets open and they get him the ball. So it's going to be tough for us to defend. And their defense is, you know, it's a 4-2. Look, and those guys come at us pretty hard, and a little cover three behind it, so hopefully we can find some holes and get through there. But, you know, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's not going to be a cakewalk for sure.
Levi, we talked about it before the interview here. Joe Burns is kind of one of those old-school type teams.
Oh, yeah. You know, they're going to try to line up, hit you in the mouth and make you like it. So we're just going to try to match that, hit them in the mouth first.
Sounds good, guys. We're looking forward to tonight. Second straight home game here in front of Bulldog Nation. Appreciate you sitting down with us here today.
Hey, we appreciate you coming by. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Levi, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. Almost time to transition into how they fared. However, before that, got to introduce our Horizon Sports Network producer and Clay County basketball coach, Rob Edwards, who's now with us in the booth. Coach Edwards, unless I'm wrong, in 22 years of prior experience on the hardwood and facing 117 different opponents, you've never saw varsity action against the Joe Burns Red Devils.
That is correct, to my knowledge, yeah. Yeah, that's a little strange, I guess, considering how close they are. But, yeah, you're exactly right. We played teams from New York, Florida, lots of other states, but never Joe Burns.
Going to go ahead now after that and transition into how they fared. Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. It's all yours, Coach.
All right, guys. Jackson County fell to 1-3 after being shut out by Sequatchie County last week. Tonight they host the 4-0 Eagles of East Nashville. Region game for them.
Yeah, that tough region that they're in. They finished better last year than I expected they would, so hopefully some success awaits Coach Loftus.
Bulldogs of Clinton County fell to 0-4 after a 56-6 loss to Adair County. Tonight they are at the 4-0 Metcalf County Hornets. Cornersville, of course, fell to 1-3 after losing 38-6 here on John Peoples Field last week. Tonight they are at Collinwood to take on the 0-3 Trojans.
It'd be interesting to see how their season shakes up. I think they're a pretty decent football team, but right now 1-3, not a good start.
Definitely not. I expect them to get the win tonight, maybe, but they're having their struggles for sure. These Red Devils, Joe Burns, moved to 2-2 last week after defeating Houston County 41-6. Westmoreland currently sits at 2-2 after being shut out by the Owls of Smith County, 13-0. Tonight they go to the Creek Bank to take on the Yellow Jackets, Trousdale County, who are currently 0-4.
Yeah, typically I'd say that's going to be a doozy of a contest, but unfortunately, if you're a Yellow Jacket fan, I think it's more the same for them. Going to struggle probably against Westmoreland.
Not overlooking tonight here against these Red Devils guys, but I think Westmoreland is going to be one of the tougher teams we face here in the regular season. We've talked about it quite a bit. They've beaten some good teams. Did lose to Smith County. I think they beat Watertown and a few others, and it's always a game between Westmoreland and Clay County.
Yeah, I think probably on paper, they're probably the strongest team on our schedule. At this point in the season, you'd have to say probably if they went head-to-head with the Gordonsville that the Eagles would come out on top. So, very well could be the best team we see next week.
Red Bull and Springs improved to 2-2 after that long trip to Cosby where they won 28-27, which coincidentally is the same score of the first game they won that you pointed out to me during the week, Daniel.
Living on the edge.
Yeah. Tonight, the Huskies of North Greene travel 215 miles to Red Bull and Springs to take on the Red Dogs.
Yeah, North Greene's way up there. It's Bristol territory up there. So
long way. Long ride. Scott High fell to 0-3, to 24-6 loss to Austin East. Tonight, they are at the 1-3 Carter High Hornets. Coach Harris still looking for that first win.
Yeah, I hope he gets it, as long as it don't come on October 7th against Clay County.
That's right. Grundy County, 0-4, after 44-8 loss to Bledsoe County. Tonight, they play Sequatchie County. York Institute, 3-1 currently, to 43-23 win over Hawkeye. Tonight they are at Oneida for their first region game against the 2-2 Indians.
I may have slurred York a little bit when kind of boosted Westmoreland, in my opinion, over them. That may be a little premature. York shaping up to be a strong team.
I think they're much improved over last season for sure. The Tigers of Gordonsville, 2-2, 34-0 win over Eagleville. Tonight, they travel 178 miles to Morristown, Tennessee, to take on Lakeway Christian Lions, who are currently 3-1.
Man, you went through those schedules because that's such an odd game. Stewart County, I think it was, we figured out, was a team that Gordonsville played last year but was not on their schedule this year. And being a TWS the way member school in Stewart County, I'm not sure they must have paid their way out of a contract to not play Gordonsville. And that's why the Tigers are having this oddball game that I'm going to call it against Lakeway Christian.
Well, you pointed out that last year Stewart County played 11 regular season games.
Right.
And
that's
so
right.
I imagine that they dropped one of those 11 and Gordonsville just happened to be the one they dropped.
Yeah.
The Dogs' opponents are 13-26 overall currently. In the pick'ems for this week, guys, we're going to go the Pirates of South Pitt going to Whitwell. South Pitt currently 2-2, Whitwell 3-0, with big expectations.
You know, Whitwell was a state champion a few years removed, and obviously they beat South Pittsburgh during that run. But I think the Pirates are a little too strong for the Whipple Tigers.
Me too, Coach.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that. Oakdale 4-0 at Coalfield 4-0. We were talking about how far Red Bullen had traveled. Oakdale and Coalfield, they're in the same county, 13 miles apart. So short trip.
Highly touted game, no doubt. In-county rivals, at least this year. Oakdale, unfortunately, a tradition of losing. Coalfield, a tradition of winning. So I've got to go with the Yellow Jackets of Coalfield just from tradition.
You're going to have to break out the detergent this week, Coach.
Yeah, it's Coalfield. It's not looking good. Here's one we may split up on. Upperman, 3-1 after that loss to Fayetteville, travels to Stone Memorial and Crossville, who's currently 4-0. I'm going to pick Upperman. I'll pick it first. I'm going Upperman.
Yeah, they're going to be fired up after getting beat by Fayetteville.
So we're all going Upperman.
Yeah, I've got to say Upperman for this reason. Stone barely got past Monterey. And Monterey's not a trash team. But if Monterey and Upperman were to go head-to-head, I'm satisfied the Bees would roll. So based on that alone, I'll go Upperman.
Probably a good call, Daniel. Finally, Cookeville, 1-3 at Warren County, 1-3.
I'm going with the Cavaliers in this one. They had a shootout with a outstanding White County team last week. Had a chance to beat them. I think Cookeville's ready to win a game.
Yeah, I'm going to the Cavs as well.
It's in Memphis?
It's at Warren County.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I know nothing about this game. This is big school ball that I don't follow, so I'm going to try to break the tie. We have atop the lead here. I'm going to go Warren County.
I've done a terrible job this week of picking games, guys. I apologize, but there just wasn't that many out there, you know. Anyway, this has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Lake County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. Please stick with us. We're about 14 minutes from kickoff. Be right back after a few words from our sponsors.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, we always start on offense. Dogs have been pretty hot on that side. What do they need to do with the football tonight?
Well, Daniel, we've seen this Clay County offense under new offense coordinator Jimmy Maynard really thrive. So there's not much you can pick out to improve on. The offensive line showed what they're all about last week. We called them out in the keys, and they responded. And they're clicking off like 350 yards a game so far on average, and with about a 60-40 split, too, run versus pass. So, you know, we just need more of the same tonight and be solid with the football. I don't think Joe Burns can slow us down. That only happens if we do it to ourselves. So no turnovers tonight, and we'll be just fine.
Sounds good. What about the defensive side? Always strong there.
Well, just like Coach Lamb said in the interview, the Red Devil quarterback's the key. I think his name's Taylor Head. He's a first-year player coming in here tonight, succeeding the great Dowlin from last year. He started 3 or 4 years for Joe Burns, so you contain him, you shut Joe Burns down. Defense coordinator Mike Dickerson has his guys dialed in, Daniel, only 6 points allowed to date, and I know he's got a plan for the quarterback. I'll be surprised to see many points posted against the Dogs tonight because, you know, Joe Burns has never been a high-octane type of offense. They want to slow it down, control the ball, salt as much of the game away as possible, and this Dog defense has proven they don't let that happen much, Daniel, and I don't see it happening tonight.
Thomas, in conversation a few minutes ago, you talked about last year's game and how it was really close, even mid-third quarter. What's that overall key tonight to keep us from being one possession or a lead or maybe even trailing in the second half?
Well, you just got to come out and take care of business early, just like they did against Cornsville. Because, like you said, last year's game, it was scoreless until midway to the third quarter and a one-score ball game deep into the fourth quarter. That's what Coach Adkins and Joe Burns wants to do. They want to make it ugly. They want to burn clock. They want to try to be within striking distance late, and they do that by keeping this Clay County offense off the field. And that's what they did last year, but I don't think it can happen tonight. These Dogs are a different breed, Daniel. They know what tonight means. Levi Garrett in the interview tonight, he said they're going to come out and hit them in the mouth first. And I believe him, Daniel. Garrett and this senior group, they want to be great, and this is the first step towards that tonight.
Folks, that's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Salina skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature pretty mild tonight, currently around 73 degrees in Salina. At halftime, it'll be 70, and then down to around 68 by game's end. 63% humidity. No precipitation has fallen today in Salina. There's only about a 2% chance throughout the contest tonight. A 1 mile per hour wind blowing here, and a good air quality index rating of 42. That's been the weather report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
by Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Carquest pregame show, time for the full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Coach, time for you to cover it all, just like your agency does. I'm going to start this with a bit of a question for you, though. Thursday night football, something out of the norm a little bit for Clay County. I could count on one hand the Thursday nights we've played probably in the last 20 years. Does that alter things at all?
Well, I think it, you know, it messes with your practice schedule, especially more so with football than basketball. I know you have a routine that you like to follow, and so that playing a day early kind of messes with that. But at the end of the day, you know, like Coach Lamb said in the newspaper, it's a region game, and if you don't win this one, you can't win the region. So I'm sure that's what they've been preaching all week. These seniors, they're a seasoned group. They're veterans. They know how to handle these situations, and that's what I expect to see out of them tonight. Just like Levi said in the interview, I expect them to come out and hit them in the mouth and not let this thing be like it was last year, drag it out. Because honestly, I think Joe Burns is an inferior team, and I feel like I always tell my guys, you know, as long as you let inferior teams hang around and give them a little glimmer of hope, fourth quarter rolls around, it's anybody's game. Right. So hit them in the mouth, knock them out early, and get the ball rolling.
Sounds good. That has been the full coverage amount of work. Sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead now and get the State Farm starting lineups covered, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensively for Clay County, the line up front, left or right, junior Hayden McGee, senior Levi Garrett, senior center Stone Lynn, senior Hunter Kyle at right guard, and junior White Browning at right tackle. The receivers, a senior Alec Kerr, senior Jimmy Burchett, sophomore Nate Adams, tight end, senior John Hamilton, running back, senior Joseph Markham, and the quarterback, a senior Keaton Arms. Defensively, nose guard, senior Ricardo McElroy. Defensive tackles, senior John Hamilton, senior Hunter Kyle. Inside backers, senior Levi Garrett, junior Austin Anderson. Outside backers, seniors Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. The cornerbacks on defense, sophomore Nate Adams and junior Weston Burble. And the safeties, a pair of seniors, Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr. This has been the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. The teams have run out to the sidelines. Almost time to get this one underway. Clay County, a bit of a treat that Coach Lamb has pulled out tonight. They wear new jerseys, smoky gray, tops and bottoms. Got gold numerals trimmed in black on those smoky gray jerseys. They wear the same color gray pants. I believe there's a gold stripe perhaps down the side of them. No, not on the side, but there's a little gold trimming those pants. Joe Burns, the visiting team, they're dressed in their white travel jerseys, red numerals on them, red helmets, white pants with a red stripe down the side. Clay County's going to kick off to start this contest. Levi Garrett going to take care of those duties. He'll be doing so from left to right as we look out the window of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. So Garrett will be kicking it towards Russell Richardson Doghouse here on the campus of Clay County High School. Prior Red Devils deep receive Thomas around the 15. Whistle blows, and this one is about to get underway. Garrett approaches, puts his foot to it, low line drive kick, hits it at the 35, going to roll out of bounds. So Joe Burns going to take over with pretty good field position. I'll try to chart these drives as I often do through the contest. I forgot my drives summary sheets, though, so going to have to do it freehand tonight.
You can handle it, Daniel. Really impressed with this Bulldog turnout of Bulldog Nation here tonight on a Thursday. It's an off night, and Joe Neal East Stadium is looking pretty good.
It certainly is. Kind of a treat, a little Thursday night football. So Joe Burns is going to take over at their own 35-yard line, a 65-yard field in front of the Red Devils. Ball's headed to the left hash, the near side of the field to us here on the home side. Quarterback in the gun, running back to the other side, hand off to Saranay. He's brought down after picking up one or two. A host of dogs in there. I'll let Thomas bring the tackler once he identifies.
I think you're going to have to give that one to Levi Garrett right off the jump again, Daniel.
Well, as you mentioned in the interview that played on the Carquest pregame show, he was ready to come out and start it early, just like last week, and it appears that Levi's done so for the second week in a row. Second and eight after a pickup of two for the Red Devils. Official blows play to a stop here. Clay County was short a linebacker. Looks like junior Ben Maxfield on the field now. Quarterbacks to go under center. Taylor Head for the Red Devils. Second and eight. Gives off to a fullback. He fumbles the football. Clay County going to recover. I believe Austin Anderson going to scoop up the loose ball. It was a good surge from the Red Devil fullback. He was going to pick up 5 to 6 yards and set up third and short. But prior to falling to the turf of John Temple's field, it was knocked away from him by a Bulldog linebacker. And now Clay County's in business. 11-19 mark of this first quarter. And Joe Burns turning it over with a fumble. 0-0. The score. The Bulldog offense takes over with excellent field position in Joe Burns territory with a short 43-yard field in front of him. Arms the quarterback. Mark him behind him. Three wideouts to the left. Tight end right. Here's the snap. Hand off to Markham. Joseph with it at the 40. Gets hit by Red Devil. Picks up a few more yards before being brought down. Picks up 5 to 6 yards depending on the spot. They place the ball down at what we'll call the Joe Burns 38-yard line. Pick up a 5, making it second and 5. Clay County with a slower tempo this year. I kind of like it. Curran Burchett split to the left out of the huddle. Adams to the right along with John Hamilton, the tight end. Mark him at the right hip of arms. Now he shifts to the left. Stone Lynn preparing to snap. Adams in motion. Fake jet sweep. Give to Markham. Markham off right side. 40, 35. Has two men to beat. Going to be brought down by a couple of Red Devils. Multiple spins by Markham. Picking up more yardage before being brought to the turf. Joseph moves the sticks and advances down to the 23-yard line.
Two carries, 20 yards for Joseph Markham, Daniel. Just a pleasure to watch turn and run through contact.
Fourth play. Is that right, Thomas? Fourth play of the dog drive coming. Third play, I'm sorry. Third play of this dog drive coming. First and 10. Ball at the right hash here. Dogs driving left to right from our vantage point. It sits at the 23. Markham again, hitting the backfield, trying to shake the man. He cannot. The Red Devil brings him down. Markham loses the football, but they blow it dead, say the ground forced the fumble. Looks like the ball has been advanced up to the 22, so we'll call it a gain of 1 for Markham. Second 9 now. 9:27 and ticking. First quarter, 0-0 the score. Clay County 3-0 in the year. Joe Burns 2-2. This is the Region 4A opener for both teams. First conference action of the season. From the 22. Jet sweep, fumble by Kerr. He picks it back up off the turf, and here he comes on the right side. 20, 15, has blocking. Down to the 10, finally brought down. Close to a first down. What a play. Kerr dropped the football. The exchange between him and Arms, just a little bit awkward that time. But Alex, still at full speed, reaches down and scoops it up off the turf, keeps his momentum going, and turns it into a first down. So it's first and goal now for Clay County at the Joe Burns 9-yard line. That's the athleticism of Kerr on display for sure. Ball sits at the right hash. Kern Burchett split wide left. Adams and Hamilton to the right. Markham at the left tip of arms in the gun. Adams in motion right to left. Quarterback keeper. Arms with it. Drags two Red Devils down to around the 5-yard line. Penalty flags come out, though. It'll be a holding call more than likely against Clay County. It is indeed holding. Clay County trying to cash in on points off of the Red Devil turnover on their second offensive play. Not sure which Bulldog forced that fumble, Thomas. We do know while Junior Austin Anderson went coming up with loose ball.
The back of Joe Burns just kind of burst through the first level there, and he extended, and when he did, somebody knocked the ball out of his arm, and Anderson fell on it to give Clay County this chance.
Ball now being snapped from the 18-yard line. Option play. Arms pitches out to Markham. Markham tries to get the edge, does so. Turns north and south. Going to be brought down. Penalty flags come out. This is another one going to go against Clay County, I believe. Coach, it happened on the outer edge of that option play. Was it a block in the back?
I think that's probably what they're going to call. It was, couldn't tell who it was, but I'm pretty sure that's the play.
And that's what we saw in that last game, Daniel, last year up at Cedar Hill, Tennessee, at Joe Burns Field. Lots of penalty, lots of ragged type play out of the Clay County offense. And a lot of that comes from this Joe Burns team. You know, they're a solid team, but Clay County can't hurt themselves.
This ball has been retreated to the 32-yard line where Clay County has it first and goal from the 32.
You don't hear that much.
Back-to-back penalties has set up a long field here on first and goal. 7:50 and ticking first quarter. Burgett Kerr to the right. Adams and Hamilton to the left. Arms in the gun. Keaton to pass. Has time. Releases for Burgett. It's caught by Jimmy at the 20. He makes it up around the 19 where his forward progress is stopped. So a nice job of Burgett sitting down on the route waiting for the laser ball from Arms there, and we get a big chunk of that lost yardage from the penalties back. It'll be second goal from the 19 now.
Yeah, offensive line did a great job keeping Arms clean. He had all day, Daniel, to kind of stare down that route, threw it on the money to Burchett, and he snatched it out of there and turned upfield.
With this the fifth official play for this drive coming, with the ball at the 19, of course, we had to have three attempts at that first and goal play before we had one that stood. Trips receivers to the left, Kerr, Burchett, and Adams. Hamilton tied in right. Keaton in the gun. Gives to Markham. No, quarterback Kiefer. Keaton with it. Full head of steam. 10, 5. Touchdown, the big man, Keaton Arms. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 6:43 mark of this first quarter, and the senior quarterback puts the black and gold on the board.
Yeah, we've talked about Keaton Arms and his senior leadership. He's really... really reading the defense well this year, Daniel. We've seen him pull the read when he needs to, and that time he did it to perfection. Nobody up the gut. The seed just opened. Keaton Arms took it to the house.
Muddle huddle two-point play, the direct snap to Markham. I miscalled that last week. I said it was an Adams pass. It was not. The center, I'm assuming that's Lynn. Could be Burchett. Probably Jimmy Burchett on that muddle huddle. He snaps it sideways all the way over to Markham on left hash behind that group of receivers. So the two-point conversion good for Clay County. 8-0 on the score.
There's a penalty right there on the...
What was that signal?
Personal foul, Clay County.
Maybe
be assessed on the kickoff, I imagine.
6:43 mark, first quarter. Clay County 8, Joe Burns 9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 8-0 with 6:43 left here in the first quarter. There's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 43-yard drive on five plays, not including the penalties. They started with two runs for a total of 20 yards from Joseph Markham. Alec Kerr had a 13-yarder, and then Arms found Burchett for 13 to set up his own score, Keaton Arms from 19 yards out to cap the drive. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Joe Burns going to take over with excellent field position after the Garrett kickoff once again goes out of bounds. Now, the personal foul was assessed on this, so we were kicking from the 25 of the Clay County end. Joe Burns takes over with a very short field in front of them, only 42 yards between them and points, as they've got it at the Clay County 42. 6:43 mark of this first quarter. Clay County up 8-9. Quarterback with it, hands off to a running back. He's into the heart of the defense. Picks up 3 to 4 yards before being brought down. Watching the pile for the tackler, Hunter Kyle. No. Who wears 23? Big John, that's right. John Hamilton recording the stop. I'm not used to seeing these silver jerseys yet, Thomas. Took me a little longer to identify Clay County for the first time in our history, to my knowledge, wearing what's become known here in Tennessee, at least, is smoky gray after the University of Tennessee unveiled that cover several years ago.
Yeah, it's pretty sharp, Daniel. I like the change up every now and again, and got a little bit of a camo type look on the shoulder pads around the arms there. Pretty sharp.
Head in the shotgun for Joe Burns. Rolls to the right, looking to pass, releases for the flat. Ball's caught. Tackle made, though, immediately by Burgett. Short of the first down. It was a pickup of 3 on first down, making it 2nd and 7 before that complete pass. Going to set Joe Burns up around the Clay County 34, where they're going to have it 3rd and a short 2. So manageable situation here for Joe Burns, because it is 4-down territory.
You can see there the head's capable. Got to the outside on the rollout and delivered a dime right there, right at the sticks, Daniel. If it wasn't for Burchett, that's a Joe Burns first down.
Joe Burns plays it with 2 wide to the left. Actually, 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Head in the shotgun. Serenade, the running back at his left hip. Head rolls to the left. Dumps off to his tailback. It is caught for the first down. Tackle immediately made by Alec Kerr along with Keaton Arms, but the sticks do move. So Joe Burns gets just enough to convert and move the sticks for a fresh set of downs, 1st and 10, 5-minute mark, first quarter. Clay County leads it 8-9, but Joe Burns here threatening to drive down with his short field position and get a touchdown themselves. Fourth play of this Red Devil drive coming.
A little different look from Coach Adkins right here, Daniel. We're used to the straight-ahead power run game, and we're seeing this team get to the edge and try to use their speed, and they got some guys with some feet.
Joe Burns plays it with a wideout to either side, tight end either side. Fullback and tailback in eye formation, heads under center. Trap play to the fullback, nothing doing. Ricardo McElroy coming in from his nose guard position. Perhaps a tackle for loss. I'm going to watch that down marker across the way. Simply a tackle for no gain. Nice job by the senior nose guard. Going to be 2nd and 10 now.
We talk about him every game, Daniel, and Coach Lamb talked about his motor. He's just relentless down there in the trenches, and you can see the speed getting around the offensive front of this Joe Burns team right there from McElroy.
Head drops back into the shotgun, running back at either hip. 2 wide to the right for the Red Devils. 2 tight ends. Head rolls right, under pressure, has to chuck it away, incomplete. Nice pressure there up front from Joseph Markham, who came off the edge on the blitz. Defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson dealing up a little pressure there. Markham delivering a good hit on head, even though he didn't get the sack.
Yeah, and that was almost 2 great plays right there. Markham with the almost sack, and then Nate Adams on the outside with the almost pick six right there, Daniel. Just a millisecond late on that one.
3rd and 10 now for the Red Devils. They do have it at the Clay County 31. 6th play of this Red Devil drive coming. 3:40 and ticking, first quarter. Dogs up 8-9. Head with it. Looks to throw. Plenty of time. Screen pass set up. Middle screen. Ball is caught. Tackle short of the first down, but a pickup of around 7 to set up what's going to be 4th and around 4, perhaps. I'm not doing a good job at this point of bringing a lot of Red Devil names to you. I do have a roster, but just having trouble. The numbers on those jerseys kind of small, and I can't see them all. We have A.J. Morgan, the fullback, the receiver there on the screen pass.
Levi Garrett coming up and making a stop with authority in the middle of that area. It was about a 4 or 5 yard gain, but Garrett, again, setting the tone here in this first quarter.
4th and 6 for the Red Devils. Big play early in this contest. Ball sets at the Clay County 27. Heads in the gun, brings a receiver in motion left or right, has 2 wideouts to either side now. Swing pass to the halfback. He has it, going to get the first down. A good second effort after initial contact by that Red Devil. Move those chains again. Nice play, a swing pass to the halfback into the short side of the field over opposite us. Head coach Tom Adkins, the longest tenured active head coach in single-A football. I believe, Thomas, he took over in the fall of 1994, your senior year in high school. So he was coaching when you were still on the gridiron playing. It's been a while.
It has been, Daniel. Pretty good while, no doubt. Impressed with what Coach Adkins is doing here so far. You know, Joe Burns driving the football on this Clay County defense, and they're doing it with 2 backs in the backfield, but they're essentially receivers, swinging out on the swing passes and picking up these first downs.
Hand off to Saranay on 1st and 10. He picks up a couple. Tackle made by a host of dogs.
That's Joseph Markham coming in off the edge, Daniel. First contact.
Ball now sets at the Clay County 15. After a pickup of around 2 on 1st down, making it 2nd and 8. Joe Burns doing a good job of milking this clock down to 1:50 and ticking in the first quarter. Fortunately, though, they had a fumble on their first possession. Clay County capitalized with points, Arms with a 19-yard touchdown. And then Markham with a 2-point conversion, putting Clay County up 8-9. So nice that Clay County's got this early lead.
Yeah, besides the turnover, you know, this is an even ball game at this point. Besides that turnover, Daniel, and it's eerily similar to that first half last season.
Heading the shotgun, play action pass, rolls right under pressure. He's in trouble into the arms of Hamilton. We could have a late hit here. No flag's going to come out, though. Just a little overzealous, perhaps, was Hamilton. He got away with it, though, kind of threw head to the turf a couple seconds after the ball was out of his hands. I know Coach Atkins probably pleading for a flag there. But great pressure by Hamilton creates an incomplete pass, so 3rd and 8 now, Thomas.
Yeah, that was just a great play by Hamilton on the outside. You know, think about Hamilton's size. We don't think of him as a speedy guy, but he did a great job. Broke ground, didn't let head get break contained to the outside. Stayed with him for just a minute, got him in his grasp, and took him to the ground.
Almost a little man-to-man basketball.
He was.
Kind of slid his feet there. 10th play of this Red Devil drive coming. They are threatening to score here inside the red zone. Got him at the Clay County 15, 3rd and 8. Wide receiver in motion right to the left. Head to pass again. Screen pass set up. This time it's going to be incomplete. So 4th and 8 now. Markham had the screen sniffed out. Was not there soon enough to make a play on the ball, but had the Red Devil caught it, he would have paid for it immediately.
Yeah, and give that incomplete pass. Give credit to John Hamilton. Again, coming off that edge, Daniel, what is John? Probably 6'5", 6'4", somewhere in that range, getting those long arms and that long wingspan up and leaving the ground, leaving his feet, and causing head to kind of have to throw that one over him, which ended up in the dirt on the other side.
Probably around 215 or something, maybe. Good size young man. 4th and 8. Do or die for this drive for Joe Burns. They've got it at Clay County 15. They could throw to the end zone or play for the first down. Head to pass. Has time. Looks left. Releases across the middle. Going to be caught. No, incomplete. What a great defensive play by Winston Birdwell as he came in. Head threw a bullet right across the middle. Had junior receiver Reed Blummel on the post route, Thomas. Blummel would have caught that ball around the 3-yard line if not for the savvy play of junior Weston Burble. Good physical play. Broke it up.
Another good guy. We call his name quite a bit, Daniel. He makes plays when he's on the field. Weston Burble making a huge one right there. Again, I'm impressed with Head. Just a great ball across the middle on that post route or slant, whatever you want to call it, on the money for a first down, maybe a touchdown without the play of Birdwell.
Clay County back on offense, an 85-yard field in front of them. They have it at their own 15. 3 wide to the right. Hand off to Markham. Joseph off the left side behind that offensive line over there running hard. Joe Burns doing a decent job defensively as far as game tackling. However, Markham picks up 7 to 8 yards before they're able to wrestle him down, though. So a nice gain for Joseph. Advances it up. Well, they've got it on the 25. That should be a first down because it started on the 15. The nose of that football is touching the 25. However, second and inches. Got to call it a gain of 9, Thomas. Same formation, 3 wide to the right. We'll say from the 24-yard line. Arms in the gun. Give to Markham again. No quarterback keeper. Keaton with it. Stiff arm.
Ooh.
And a huge collision. Looked like a face mask to me on the end, but no flags come out. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe a cracked back block from a wide out there, but looks like a bomb went off. 4 different players going different directions. Arms, though, gets the first down. Sorry I couldn't better describe what just took place, but
strange. I'm with you, Daniel. It was just bodies flying everywhere all of a sudden like popcorn.
First and 10 for Clay County. Ball sitting at the Bulldog 29, and we're going to have to wait for a few commercials to play before we get the first down play. It's the end of the first quarter. Clay County 8, Joe Burns none after 1.
This is Daniel John Trump, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Speed, turn back inside on the screen pass. Going to be taken down around the 40. Came back mid-play there. It was first and 10 from the Clay County 29. Just a little swing pass, quick screen out to Alec Kerr, and he flips the field into Red Devil territory. They're going to spot this thing at the Joe Burns 48. So 21 plus 2, a 23-yard pickup for Kerr. Fourth play of this dog drive coming. Clay County leading it early, 8-9, 11:35 and ticking here in this second quarter. Nate Adams along with Alec Kerr split to the right. Jimmy Burchett now going to join them, making it a trip set. John Hamilton tied into the left. Arms with it. Puts it in the gut of Markham. Keeps it himself. Going to be brought down. Little to no gain. May have, no gain. Ball still at the Joe Burns 48, where it's going to be second and 10. Clay County 3-0 on the season, as we mentioned earlier. Joe Burns 2-2. Joe Burns always a good discipline team so far in this one. It's Clay County who has had multiple penalties. We 4 at this point. Joe Burns 9. 3. But they were big ones, though, Coach. Made it seem like 4.
3 penalties for 40 yards. Yes.
Second and 10. Keaton in the gun. 3 wide to the right. Give to Markham. Joseph around right side. Stiff arm. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Joe Burns just doing a nice job defensively. Markham still on his feet, though. Markham creating something where honestly there was nothing. And there's a helmet on the field. Looks like a Red Devil lost that. He'll have to go off the field for a play. We've got a good physical ball game here, Thomas. Joe Burns, pretty good size team. Up front, their linemen look what you would expect a pretty good defensive line to look like, you know. This is a pretty good matchup in the trenches.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. And again, I go back to last year's ball game. We're seeing one that's eerily similar to that. It's Clay County is marching back again.
Another penalty. Block in the back or a hold one. Ball is retreated now back into Clay County territory. They're going to set it at what we have to call the Clay County 42, where it's going to be second and around 20. Burchett, Adams, Kerr, split left. Hamilton tied in right. Arms and Markham in the backfield. Joseph at the right hip of Keaton. Here's the snap. Quarterback keeper. Arms with it. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. Another penalty flag comes out. Perhaps a chop block in the backfield. I believe Clay County's offensive line going to be called for another infraction. Or I may be seeing some of those flashy cleats that one of the Red Devils is wearing. No, a flag is on the field.
Wow.
Is that a chop block call?
It was a personal foul signal. I'm not sure what the call was.
Clay County, no other way to say it, playing undisciplined football right now. Extremely too many penalties this early in the contest. I know Coach Lamb not happy with the officials or his players so far.
Yeah, that's what we talked about going into this one, guys. No way can Joe Burns stop this Clay County offense. The only way that happens is if they stop themselves. And so far, that's what we're seeing.
The ball now sits deep in Clay County territory at what I'm going to call the 30-yard line.
Still second down.
Second down. Second and uncalculable. A 70-yard field in front of the offense of the Bulldogs. Two wide left, tight end and wing right. Kind of a new look here for the formation-wise. This is Adams now playing quarterback. He rolls left, throws a ball downfield for Birdwell, incomplete. A good ball by Adams, but a Red Devil came over and did a good job defending. Looks like number one for Joe Burns, Caleb Stewart, the junior safety. So I'm not sure if something happened to Keaton there. And he's on the sideline or what? Could have been somewhere else in the formation, perhaps. But it was sophomore Nate Adams who was in quarterback that play. Looks like Nate's going to stay on as the signal caller. I do see Keaton down on the sideline here below us. Third and a bunch. Ball still sitting there at the Clay County 30. 9:25 mark of this second quarter. Clock is stopped with an incomplete pass. Clay County leads it 8-9. So Adams in the gun, has Markham behind him. Two wide to the right. I guess a double tight end set. No, there's a sniffer fullback in the backfield as well. Hand off to Markham on third and long. Joseph with it. 30, 35, 40. Stiff arm. Now has his feet taken out from under him. So a nice pickup by Markham. Not nearly enough, though, to even get back to the original line of scrimmage before these penalties took place. Went from the Clay County 30 up to the Clay County 42, so a pickup of 12. But it's still fourth and around 20, so penalties kill this Clay County drive. Markham on the punt. Arms back on the field to protect for Markham on this punt formation, so Keaton healthy apparently. Here's the snap. Markham puts his foot to it. End over end kick, a short one for Markham, not one of his finest, and it goes out of bounds. Joe Burns is going to take over with pretty nice field position. So Thursday night football at this point not necessarily being forgiving to the black and gold. They do have an 8-0 lead, though, Thomas, at the 8:38 mark of this second quarter as Joe Burns takes back over. So I'm going to call us fortunate at this point to have this early 8-0 lead.
I totally agree with you, and it came on the turnover, the fumble by Joe Burns on their opening possession that gave Clay County the short field, and Keaton Arms capping a drive from 19 yards out for that touchdown, marking with a two-point conversion with 6:43 left in that first quarter is when that score came, Daniel. And it's been pretty much ugly since.
Joe Burns taking over with a 58-yard field in front of them. They do it at their own 42-yard line. Heads under center, handoff to the fullback. He's going to be brought down by defensive lineman of the Dogs, possibly Levi Garrett, not sure. Pickup of around three. I believe the fullback on the carry was A.J. Morgan for the Red Devils. Second and seven now. Ball sets at the Clay County 46. Thomas, did you ever identify a tackler?
This is a far defensive tackle over there, Daniel. I can't really see the numbers. It's 71, maybe Smith?
Yeah, that would be Parker Smith. Looks like Hunter Kyle playing nose guard right now. Second and seven. Head in the shotgun. Wide out to either side. Running back at either hip. He's under pressure. John Hamilton forcing the issue. Going to be intercepted. Joseph Markham with it. He could go. 30.
Look at
20.
Hamilton.
10. Joseph Markham into the end zone with a pick six touchdown. Credit John Hamilton for being all over Taylor Head again. Forcing the bad pass. Markham there to clean it up.
Great play by Markham. Even better play by Hamilton. Forced the bad pass. Then turned and blocked Head to spring Markham for the touchdown. Hamilton doing it all on that play.
He certainly is. He has been great. A very big bright spot so far for the Bulldogs has been John Hamilton. Clay County up 14-9. Going to have this muddle huddle set. Jimmy Burchett going to be the long snapper. Adams behind him with Kerr. Hamilton split wide right. Seven other dogs over to the left with Markham behind six linemen. Here's the snap. Direct snap to Markham. Little jump pass set up for Burchett, and it's incomplete. So we've seen a lot of different variations of this two-point play over the last 2 weeks. That one does not work. Clay County leads it 14-9, 7:47 mark, second quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 14-0 with 7:47 left here in the second quarter. It's a quick drive summary, but it's brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. John Hamilton with the quarterback pressure, Joseph Markham with the pick six at the 7:47 mark, and Clay County is on a roll. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Garrett puts his foot to it. End over end kick. This one stays inbounds. Fielded by Red Devil at the 21. Going to be brought down. Jimmy Burchett hustling downfield. Nice open field tackle for this senior. We are going to miss him and all his classmates when they're gone. But fortunately, a lot of football left for these seniors here in Bulldog Country. Joe Burns is going to take back over until that pick six interception. You know, I think dismal is too strong a word, but Clay County just not firing on all cylinders just a little bit. The penalties, you know, Thomas, had us disrupted. Momentum back, though, kind of a clean slate now. Let's see if we can stay on top.
Yeah, you know, good teams find a way to get out of that funk. They find a way to win. Clay County's found it on the defensive side here tonight with pressure, with big plays, with turnovers, and Clay County's up two scores.
Swing pass for Joe Burns on first down. It is complete. Joe Burns has yet to try to go vertical against this Clay County defense. Hard to do with Curran Burchett sitting over the top and Birdwell and Adams on the sides. The deepest ball they've thrown was that attempted post earlier, but they're doing a nice job with these short passes. Pick up a 7 on the swing pass. I'm not sure who made the tackle, Thomas. Second 3 now for Joe Burns. Ball sitting in Red Devil territory at the 36. Head in the gun, running back to either side, wide out to either side, tight end left. Hand off to Sarane. He runs hard off the left side. Going to be brought down just short of the first down marker, where it's going to be 3rd and 1.
I think it was a senior Hunter Kyle on that outside, Daniel, making that stop.
Officials are thinking about a measurement, even though the ball is sitting only about 12 feet from the sticks. Must be really close.
We got a pretty good vantage point of it right here, Daniel.
They're going
to
bring
Looks
the
like
change.
Looks like it's short to me.
Yeah, I think so. I don't see how you measure this when we saw earlier Clay County start at their own 15. Markham advanced up to the 25, nose of the ball touching the line, and they didn't even measure then. They just said he's short.
Yeah.
And we are right. He's short about 6 inches, so it's going to be 3rd and inches here for Joe Burns. I look for him to get under center, go back to that fullback trap. Is what I would expect. 7:14 mark of this second quarter. Bay County up 14-0 thanks to the pick six that Markham had a few minutes ago. And as we talked about, John Hamilton there with the pressure from his defensive tackle spot, forcing the bad pass from Head. I've been impressed with Taylor Head, the senior quarterback of the Red Devils so far.
First-year football player for Joe Burns, too. Great basketball athlete. I think he's a good baseball player, too. Coach Adkins going out, recruiting Head to come in this year, and he's doing a great job for him.
Head is under center. I formation behind him. Third and inches. Ball at the Joe Burns 39. Hand off to the tailback, Saturday. He's in the backfield. Loses yardage, if anything.
You see who's leading the charge there. I think that's Keaton Arms, Daniel, with first contact.
Hunter Kyle there joining him. Going to watch the down marker. His forward progress never got back to the original line of scrimmage. They got to back him up a little. They didn't move the stick, did they?
This is a great play by the Dog defense right there. He's not going to punt, Daniel. Going for it. Fourth and short.
Coach Atkins going for it on his own end of the field. It's at the Joe Burns 38. Fourth and inches. Got to watch for a hard count here. Head's under center. I backfield behind him. Quarterback sneak's going to get the first down. Host the Dogs in on the stop. Pick a tackler on that because there's about six involved, but it is a first down. Hard to prevent somebody from getting inches when you do under center quarterback sneak. Fullback comes up, pushes the quarterback in the back, makes sure that the push is there, and, you know, it's just tough to stop. He doesn't pick up much, but does pick enough for the first down. First and 10, Joe Burns. They have it at their own 40, now 60 yards between them and points. Clay County does lead 14-9, 5:50 and ticking second quarter here in the Region 4A opener. Head back in the shotgun, two wide left, one to the right. Head wants to pass, has time, releases deep down, still goes vertical for the first time. Jimmy Birch is there with good coverage, and they say pass interference. It was on the far side of the field away from us. Here's what happened. The ball was underthrown, and the receiver tried to come back to it. Jimmy just happened to be between him and the receiver, and that's good positioning last time I checked.
Yeah, perfect coverage right there. Underthrown ball, just like you said, Daniel. No arms, no hands, nothing like that involved. Basically just position causing that flag to come out.
Another first down for Joe Burns off the penalty. Some of the earlier penalties for Clay County, just a little bit undisciplined. That one, you know, I call that good coverage. Burchett doing a good job there. I'll take that every time. Joe Burns, first and 10, now in black and gold territory. They've got it at the 45-yard line. Ernesto Sanchez running off the sideline very late there. Perhaps
timeout.
Timeout taken here by Clay County. We're going to go to break. 5:37 mark of this second quarter. Clay County leads it 14-9 over Joe Burns.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here alive. Coming out of this timeout. Joe Burns, first and 10. Head with it. Rolls left. Releases. Going to be incomplete. Second and 10 now. Joe Burns with it here in Clay County territory. They're looking for points. Thomas, remind listeners, you went back and re-listened to our broadcast, I think, while you may be going to pick up the paper this week and had some free time. This was a close game last year.
It was. We talked about it in the pregame show, Daniel. It was scoreless at halftime. Clay County went ahead by one score deep in the third quarter. Then got it out to two, and Joe Burns immediately answered to keep it a one-score ball game all the way to the end. Clay County winning 20-6 eventually in the closing minutes. And it was more similar to that, Daniel. It was all penalty-plagued, slow play, just like Coach Adkins likes to see. And that's what we're seeing so far tonight, besides the two turnovers.
Once again, John Hamilton pressuring. No, that might not have been John. That's Markham. 28-23 look a lot alike. Markham with the pressure. Head throws incomplete. So it's going to be 3rd and 10 now after back-to-back incomplete passes out of Joe Burns. Region 4A only has 4 teams in it. One of the smallest regions in the state, but it was about time. For years, we were plagued with what I like to call a super region. The last year that I helped coach in 2016, we still had, I know in 2015, the year before the last one, Nashville Christian, Middle Tennessee Christian, Trousdale, this Joe Burns squad. There was about 9 of us. Mm-hmm. A good Middle Tennessee Christian team, 5-5, don't even make the playoffs because it's such a super region. Now Clay County in a 4-team region. What a hit. Good tackle made there on the swing pass. Who was that laying the lumber? Keaton Arms, yes. Arms with the tackle. It'll be 4th and around 5 after Joe Burns finally advances. They had incomplete passes on 1st and 2nd down. But, as I was saying, a 4-team region, Gordonsville, Clay County, Joe Burns, and Red Bull and Springs. So all 4 teams going to advance to the TWSWA playoffs. That's a given. It's just all about that all-important seeding. And this game tonight is going to help determine some of that. That's why it's so important. 4th and 6, we'll call it. Ball sitting at the 41. Coach Adkins dialing up a play here to try to convert his 2nd 4th down on this drive. Thomas, if you remember, Joe Burns already has done one from their own 38-yard line they converted on the quarterback sneak. So he's going to take a timeout, I think, once the play clock runs down. 4:25 and ticking, timeout going to be taken. So when we come back from break, Joe Burns is going to have it 4th and 6. Clay County up 14-9, 2nd quarter.
Everything you need for a project or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here out of this timeout, Joe Burns with it, 4th and 6. Head in the gun, running back to either hip, wide out left. Head with it, plenty of time to throw, no pressure. Clay County playing coverage. Head now rolls left, throws, going to be caught down the sideline for the 1st down and a whole lot more. The Red Devil receiver going to be driven out of bounds, and they're going to call a late hit penalty against Clay County right here. I believe the tackler was Jimmy Burchett, and if I'm not mistaken, laundry was thrown at Jimmy Burchett's feet. They're going to attack a late hit out of bounds. Wasn't all that aggressive. I just don't like the call, but that's what's going to happen. I'm here to tell you, and the Clay County faithful, once they recognize what's happening, Thomas, they're going to let the officials know about it.
Yeah, I think you're right, Daniel. You got to go back and give Head credit on that one right there. He kept the play alive on the outside, did a great job, and I think that was maybe a blocking fullback or something that kind of slipped out there late down the sideline. Yeah. You know, everybody else was covered. Great coverage by Clay County. Somebody slipped out late. They picked up the 1st down.
Joe Burns, after the late hit penalty, so make sure and credit Burchett with the tackle. This ball is 1st and goal from the Clay County 9. Joe Burns threatening to draw back within one possession of the black and gold. Currently, Clay County up 14-9. 4:11 mark of this 2nd quarter. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Now motion in the backfield, whistles blow. Joe Burns has finally got a penalty, I think, going to be a false start against them. So make it first and goal from the 14. Possibly the loudest applause of the night.
Yeah.
Out of the Clay County faithful as Joe Burns picks up their first penalty. But hey, now credit head coach Tom Atkins. He's been doing this for 28 years at the same school, and he's just got a disciplined football program.
He does, Daniel, and he's got a great game plan here tonight, too. He's bogging this Clay County offense down with what they're not doing to themselves, but Coach Atkins keeping his team in the game.
On the flip side of that, we've got a coach that's been doing this about 28 years. He's very disciplined, too, so don't take that the wrong way. But Joe Burns' teams take on the personality of Coach Atkins. First and goal from the 14 yields not a lot of yardage. Going to have to credit one of those defensive linemen, Thomas. It was just a little inside fullback trap, and two or three of them all folded in together. I think Hunter Kyle, the primary stopper on that. Kyle comes off perhaps a bit shaken up after making the stop. Garrett coming off too. Ben Maxfield comes on along with Parker Smith, so a bit of a defensive change here out of Coach Dickerson. Pick up of around 2 yards. We'll call it second goal from the 12. 3:45 and ticking. Second quarter. Joe Burns trying to cut this down to one possession lead that Clay County currently has. Head in the gun. Two wide to the right. Tied in a wide out left. Quarterback keeper left side. And again, an offensive infraction going to be assessed against Joe Burns. It was the same motion. Wide receiver coming in jet motion left to right. Somebody's leaving early on that. I think that Joe Burns, running back, taking a step while that wide receiver's in motion. You can't have two guys in motion at the same time. You can flip two guys. You'll see sometimes a tight end and a wing flip pre-snap, you know. But cannot have two guys in motion at once. I think that's what's happening to Joe Burns. Second goal. After the penalty, this thing's sitting around the Clay County 16. Red Devils break huddle. A sloppy possession here for them. I have not charted this drive, but it's been a long one. A lot of plays run by Joe Burns here. Head in the gun, looks to pass, has time, now breaks pocket, rolls left, under pressure, dishes. It's going to be caught. Stop just short. No, a touchdown. Joe Burns. And their senior quarterback, Taylor Head, a nice job on this drive. Once again, we saw good coverage originally. The extended play, though, allowed a Red Devil to find a soft spot there in part of the zone that originally wasn't there. Thomas, he finds him for the touchdown, and honestly, the Red Devil receiver broke a Bulldog tackle to get into the end zone.
Yeah, and again, we talked about Head and how good he is. He just extends the play. Good pressure right there, I think, maybe from Kyle and Hamilton closing in on the sideline. Head bounces it outside, and then somebody releases downfield again, right down the sideline, and he hits him in stride, and he's met at the goal line, but gets in, Daniel.
Timeout going to be taken by Joe Burns. Pretty big two-point play coming. 14-6, currently the lead for Clay County. 2:57 left in the second quarter. We'll play one ad. Come back in 30 seconds.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, still in timeout. Did not want to miss this two-point play, though. 2:57 left, Thomas, in this second quarter. Clay County still leads, but now it's 14-6 after the Red Devils draw blood.
Yeah, nice drive by the Red Devils here. Two fourth-down conversions. We've seen Head starting to throw the ball really well. He's hit his last 2 to 3 passes, and that last one was a laser for a touchdown. And, you know, we talked about it coming in. The Red Devil quarterback is the key defensively for Clay County. He's making plays, Daniel.
Two-point play coming. Taylor Head in the shotgun, running back at either hip. Head with it. looks to pass, wants an out route. It's well covered. Now he's under pressure, rolls to the left. This is when he's been good, keeps the play alive. Look at him go. Comes back to the right, still alive. Four Bulldogs chasing, head still running, throws for the end zone. Flags come out all over the place. I don't even see what happened to the football. Incomplete. Two flags thrown, though.
We've got a peel back block right there, blindside block on Joe Burns. His head reversed field, Daniel, and he picked off. I think that was Smith that was in pursuit of him, Parker Smith.
What great athleticism, a Taylor head. He rolls left, gets near the sideline, pivots, turns into a back pedal like he's a defensive back, evading Bulldog defenders, comes back across the middle of the field. I had fun calling that one. That's pretty tough stuff. Here's the good news. No points for Joe Burns.
No
still 14-6.
Yeah, just a great athlete head is.
2:57 mark of this second quarter. We're going to play one ad, come back and catch the kickoff. Clay County leading it now 14-6 after the first Red Devil touchdown.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live in Thomas, we've got a football game here in the Region 4A opener for both of these squads. It's Clay County 14, Joe Burns 6, 2:57 mark of this second quarter. So Clay County's going to get a chance here to go back up by two possessions. But what a response and answer by Joe Burns. Don't know how many plays it was, but they started deep in their own territory, converted 2 fourth downs. Used a Clay County penalty to aid the drive along the way, and they got points.
They did get points, and you're right. The big play on that drive was the interference call down the sideline, Daniel, which got them into Clay County territory. But you have to give credit to Taylor Head, the quarterback, making things happen for Joe Burns. And let me tell you something. This is shaping up to be a Tom Adkins game, Daniel. It's 14-6. There's only 3 minutes left in this first half. He's got us right where he wants us.
He does. That's right. On the road on Thursday night, 2-hour drive from Cedar Hill, Tennessee, from over there. And Joe Burns right now doing a nice job in what we could call a tough situation. Now a penalty being assessed against the Red Devils. They're going to have to kick off from their own 25. So the penalty bug has finally bit the Red Devils. We saw them with 2 false starts on that last possession. So they have 3 penalties to their credit now. Clay Kenny still leading in the laundry area, though.
2:57 to go. I don't think Coach Adkins will make a mistake of kicking it to Jimmy Burchett or Alec Kerr right here, but I sure would like to see it.
Kerr deep by himself here. Bit of a different look for Clay County on this kick return. Got 5 guys on the front line, 3 at the second tier. We see Burchett Markham behind them and then Kerr deep. Taylor Head taking care of the kicking duties, I believe, for Joe Burns. Kicked it a little too soon, though. The official blew the kick dead. Going to try this again.
If we don't get the special teams play, this is an opportunity for Clay County to build some momentum right here. 3 minutes left. Let's see the 3-minute offense. Let's see if we can start clicking, get in the end zone. It would be huge because Clay County's got the ball coming out in the third quarter, Daniel. If we get us another score on the board here, and then like you said in the past, tack on another one on the opening drive, it would pretty much put this game away.
I believe that's Jimmy Burchett with it. Burchett at the 50. Has blocking. Up to the 45. Going to be brought down. A nice return, though, by Jimmy. Setting Clay County up with great field position. They'll have it at their own 42-yard line. Plenty of time at 2:49. Looks like Arm's going to return as quarterback. It's been a long time since Clay County's had the football. That long time-chewing drive Joe Burns had, and I could kick myself for not knowing the information of that drive. What a great one. Tom?
The last time Clay County had the ball was Markham on the pick six, Daniel. So before that, their drive ended about the 8:38 mark of the second quarter, that last drive where we had to punt. So it has been about 5 minutes anyway.
Short field for the black and gold. They've got it at the Joe Burns 42. Arms in the gun, 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Swing pass out there. Alec Kerr with it. Full head of steam. Hurdles on the hand. Brought down.
after picking up around 10 yards. Only Kerr can move that quick. We do have a Bulldog down. It's John Hamilton, but he's back up immediately. So good to see John up so quick. Looked for a moment there like the official was ready to go into an injury timeout. Explosive play by Kerr as Hamilton comes off the field. Coming out for him, freshman Reese Adams.
We're moving the sticks, Daniel.
Yeah, first down. Advanced up Thomas to the Joe Burns. We'll call it the 32. So 10-yard pickup.
That's right.
Dogs break huddle. Adams going to be split to the left. In a bunch set along with Curran Burgett. That's Reese Adams. Noah Adams split to the right. Arms with it. Throws to Kerr again. Quick screen left side. Kerr with it. 30. 25. Cuts back inside. 20. 15. Weaves in and out. 10. 5. Touchdown. Kerr. The human pinball. Bouncing off Red Devils. Coach Edwards left and right. Clay County back in front. And nobody brings the crowd to its feet like Alan Kerr.
Put the ball in the man's hands, Daniel. When he touches it, he makes things happen. And boy, did he make it happen on that one. We're talking about a straight horizontal pass, almost a backwards pass. Kerr weaving, bobbing, juking, jiving. You couldn't call that one, Daniel. There's too much to it.
Too much going on.
6 points is all I know.
Muddle huddle set. Nate Adams with a direct snap. Option play. He runs for the pylon, gets in there. Nate Adams converts, adds two more to the board, 22-6. Clay County back with the lead of two possessions and back with some momentum. 2:04 left in the second quarter.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 22-6, 2 minutes and 4 seconds left here in the first half. Another short dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Two Keaton Arms passes to Alec Kerr, one for 10 yards, the next one for a 32-yard touchdown, and Clay County is back up by 2 scores. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Heritage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Well executed onside kick attempt by Garrett there. The Bulldogs can't get to it, though, when it goes out of bounds. We do have a Bulldog on the far sideline down, a bit shaken up on the play. Clay County trying to capitalize on the momentum and regain possession of the ball. We're going to go to injury timeout. A Clay County player is down on the far sideline away from us. Clay County leads 22-6 at the 2:04 mark of the second quarter. We'll be back, hopefully, with some information.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, the injured player was Joseph Markham. Fortunately, though, after being briefly shaken up, Markham, under his own power, coming back across the field after Coach Lamb and trainer Chad Holloway went across to check on him. So Joseph looked good there coming off. Maybe just had the wind knocked out of him there.
Joe Burns taking over. 2:04 mark, second quarter. Taylor Head's been great so far, the quarterback for head coach Tom Akins, and he's visiting Joe Burns Red Devils. So let's see what he can do this time. Hand off to a big running back, Sarnay, with it. Pick up a round two, not much more. Clay County doing a good job with the run defensively. And honestly, a good job with the pass, too. The completions, a lot of them that we've seen, Thomas, have been plays created by Head with his escapability.
Yeah, it's product of his running in the backfield and extending the play, Daniel. And as a senior, Levi Garrett right there with his third stop of the night. He, Hamilton, and Burchett all have three.
Second and eight now for Joe Burns. Time not on their side here in the second quarter. Minute 28 and ticking. Ball sets at the Joe Burns 46-yard line where they're 54 yards away from points. Clay County leading 22-6 after that amazing Alec Kerr touchdown a few moments ago. Two wide right, two wide left for Joe Burns. Screen pass set up. Heads at it again. Going to be sacked this time. We finally get to him, and is it McElroy?
It's the speed of Ricardo McElroy, Daniel.
The senior recording the first sack against Joe Burns. Clay County taking a timeout. This is all about Coach Lamb wanting to try to hang another one on Joe Burns here before the half. After that sack, it's 3rd and 11. Minute 4 left on the clock. We'll just stay on air here. Coach Lamb not satisfied at this point in this contest. Wants to get the ball back and do something with it in the last 64 seconds.
Well, you got momentum after that score, Daniel. We're actually in right here at midfield. So with Kerr, with Burchett, with Markham, with Arms, with all the weapons we have, it doesn't take long to score. I think Clay County did it in about 49 seconds the last time. So it doesn't take very long.
We've got around 15 seconds to spare then with 1:04 left on the clock. Of course, Joe Burns is going to have to run this 3rd and 11 play. Now, here's the thing. You know, we've had good pass coverage. We've talked all night about how it's been guys who just – and part of the reason Head is having these extended plays is because of our excellent coverage. Everything's covered initially. And you can only cover for so long, and you're finally going to have a breakdown.
But still, it's not those guys –
It's a back coming out of the backfield.
It's a back slipping out after blocking, after chipping off. He's slipping out almost like a screen in a way, Daniel.
Yeah. 3rd and 11, heading the gun. Three wide right brings one of our left now.
Here he comes.
Wide receiver quick screen set up. Good defense by Clay County. Is that Garrett out there? Yeah, big Levi Garrett. Last week we named him the TDS top performer of our contest. He's making another strong case tonight with his good defense.
You think about Garrett being the physical guy, Daniel, coming downhill, making big tackles at the line of scrimmage. That time, most of the time, someone of his size would be exposed on the outside on a quick screen, not Levi Garrett. He breaks down, makes the stop, and does it with authority.
So 4th and 10, ball sets at the Joe Burns 44. Coach Lamb calls another timeout. 58 seconds on this clock. We know what's fixing to happen. We think, anyway. We feel like Joe Burns will punt here to try to play field position. However, Alec Kerr is going to be setting deep to field it. Now, I think they'll keep it away from him. Might be a time to drop both Burchett and Kerr. That way they can cover more of the field.
Coach Atkins is going to kick this one out of bounds, Daniel. Guarantee you he'll angle it to the sideline. Doesn't care if he gets 20 yards on this punt. He's not kicking it to either one of those guys.
We do see Kerr dropping back. Punt formation for the Red Devils. 4th and 10. We feel like we know Atkins' game plan, but can this high school punter perform it and execute it, or will Kerr get a chance? Here's the kick. Alec retreats, goes for it. It was very well executed. Ball hit around the 25-yard line, took a Red Devil bounce, and went out of bounds exactly how they had it drew up. So, 51 seconds left here in the first half of play. Clay County going to have a long field in front of them. No timeouts, I don't think, left to work with, or do we have one? Coach Edwards says none. So, no timeouts to work with. Going to have to use the sidelines a bit, or just give it to Kerr again.
That sounds good to me, man.
Ball is sitting. Looks to me like the Clay County 20, so an 80-yard field in front of the offense.
And here we go.
Dogs break huddle. John Hamilton, Nate Adams, and Alec Kerr split left. Burgett to the right. Arms in the gun. Quick screen on a swing pass set up by Markham. Joseph can't hang on. Goes through his hands. Incomplete. Just a couple seconds off the clock. Down to 47 seconds to play here in the first half. Second and 10.
Seeing Joe Burns in a cover two zone here, Daniel, that deep shell. But when you have this triple bunch to this side, you've got single coverage on the top side with Nate Adams. He's one-on-one with a guy on that far sideline. I'd like to see him take a shot right here.
Good speed
Adams,
out of Adams.
He'll win
good
that matchup. He'll win that matchup.
A 6'2 guy, I guess. Arms in the gun. This time, it's Burgett split left by himself. Here's your play, Thomas. They're wanting to go down the sideline. Targeting. We had a couple different looks. We had Burgett on a deep post. Had Markham on a wheel route, trying to clear everybody out is what it was. Went to Kerr on the out route. Could not connect. Red Devils got a little bit of pressure on arms, forced another incomplete pass. So third and 10 now, still 40 seconds on this clock. And if Clay County does not get a first down here and move the sticks or choose to run and kill some time, Joe Burns is going to get the ball back with an opportunity. Nate Adams comes off the field. I'm not sure who went in. Must be using a fullback set, yeah. Burgett and Kerr split left. Hamilton tight end right. Arms in the gun. Markham behind him. Here's a snap. Hand off inside to Markham. Going to run the ball. Get the clock going. Markham could do it right here. 30, 35, 40. Up to the 45 and brought down. First down.
Got to spike it.
No timeouts. The clock does stop, though, to set the chains. So Clay County, let's see how well we've worked this drill. The offense is set. They knew their part. The ball sets at the Clay County 48-yard line. Here's the spike. Clock stops. Second and 10 now. After what we have to call an incomplete pass on the spike. So a 52-yard field in front of the offense now. 26 seconds left in the quarter. Clay County does lead it 22-6. Haven't said that in a few minutes. Second and 10. Keaton leaves the sideline with the play. Goes to the huddle.
Again, I would like to see that trip set to the near sideline here, Daniel. It automatically gives one-on-one up top. We haven't seen that since that last outing. Just two wide again here.
Two wide left, one to the right. Tight end somewhere. Arms to pass. Has time. Releases. Caught by Burke. Jimmy at the 40.
Get out of bounds.
Tries to get out of bounds. Cannot. They're going to say Jimmy loses the ball. They say it was out on the ground on the Cox's going to stop to move the chains, and a Red Devil loses his hat during the play. A.J. Morgan, he has to leave. Cox back running, 14 seconds and ticking. Keaton spikes, going to be second and 10. So a good job by this Clay County offense of getting on the ball each time. They have advanced down into Joe Burns' territory. With that Jimmy Burchett catch, it sets at the 35, so arms can easily gun to the end zone from here. And with 13 seconds on the clock, we can play it a couple different ways. We can take multiple shots at the end zone, or we can try to get short yardage and then come back up. Kind of scary, though, Thomas, to get back up and spike again with only 13 seconds on the clock. Let's see how we play it. Two wide right, one left. Keaton in the gun. Ball sets at the left hash. Arms to throw. Plenty of time. Unloads. Releases for the end zone. And it's going to be incomplete. It was a wheel route run by Kerr. Alec comes up a little gimpy on that route. Coming back to the huddle, Thomas. He's a tough kid, but I can clearly see just a touch of a limp out of him there.
Will be third down here, Daniel?
Third and 10. Spiked on first down. 6 seconds now on the clock. So time for one more heave. Got to go to the end zone this time, though. 22-6. Clay County leads it, trying to extend to a three-possession lead. I'll have to watch Kerr here and make sure that he's at 100%. Alec got ran out of bounds over there around one of the drains at the corner of John Tuple's field. That could have played a part. Hamilton split right with Nate Adams and Kerr. Trip set there.
Daniel.
Burgett soloed up to the near side. Delay of game going to be called against Clay County. So back it up five.
Going to move from the 35 to the 40. The strong arm of Keaton Arms, though, able to get it to the end zone from this mark, though. Keaton will be standing around the 45 when he takes the shotgun snap, so around 45 yards from the end zone. Ball at the Joe Burns 40. Dogs break cuddle, ball sets at the left hash. We're going to see Burchett and Kerr split right. Hamilton tight end left, back to a fullback set here. Here's the snap, hand up to Markham. Markham with it, 35, 30, has one to beat. 10 yeah. 4, 20, 15, 10, 5, 10, Joseph Markham, give it to him, and they do.
Woo!
They play a 40-yard touchdown with 6 seconds on the clock. Everybody expecting pass. Offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard trusting his stud senior running back, and he gets it done.
What a run by Joseph Markham. What a play call by Coach Maynard right there, Daniel. Almost a draw. Arms took his time, gave Markham a look there, and when he saw the alley, he took it, and then he finished that one off, Daniel. Pulled away from the defender down to about the 10, the 8-yard line, and then just bullied his way into the end zone.
Muddle huddle set for the 2-point. Direct snap to Markham. Markham going to waltz into the end zone. 30-6, the halftime score. What a finish to the second quarter. Clay County with a big exclamation mark. It's time now for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first 2 quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to Salina. We're Clay County Leads 30-6 here, and this is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network. Keaton Arms, senior quarterback, got things started for Clay County on their opening possession. They got it on a Joe Burns fumble, and Arms scored from 19 yards out. Joseph Markham added the two-point conversion with 6:43 left in the first quarter, and Clay County led 8-0. Then things got kind of ugly the remainder of that first period as Clay County and Joe Burns both had drives that went nowhere before Joseph Markham had a pick six with 7:47 to go in the first half and to make it 14-0. That came off the pressure of John Hamilton, who turned around and sprung Markham for the pick six to make it 14-0. Then Joe Burns answered. The quarterback Taylor Head threw a touchdown pass with 2:57 to play, and it was 14-6 Clay County. And then Alec Kerr went to work. He caught two balls and scored in less than a minute. The last one from 32 yards out, he turned it up, juked and jived, got in the end zone, and then Nate Adams had a two-point run, and it was 22-6. 2 minutes left in the first half, Joe Burns had the ball. Coach Lamb does a good job in clock management, calls two timeouts. Joe Burns has to punt. They punt it out of bounds. Clay County gets the ball back with 51 seconds. And with 6 seconds left as time expired, Joseph Markham breaks a 40-yard touchdown, and then he adds the two-point conversion, and it's your halftime score of 30-6. So Clay County scoring two quick touchdowns in the last 3 minutes of the first half to put this one almost out of reach at 30-6. For Clay County, they've run 14 times for 156 yards and two touchdowns. Keaton and passing, they are 5-11 for 95 yards and a touchdown. Arms is 4-10 for 95. Adams has also thrown one incompletion. 25 plays for 251 total yards here at halftime. Markham, a big first half. He has 9 carries for 116 yards, the 40-yard touchdown, 2 two-point conversions, and a pick six for Joseph Markham so far here in the first half. Alec Kerr has 1 carry for 13 yards. Nate Adams, 1 carry for a 2-point conversion and 3 yards. Keaton Arms, a 19-yard touchdown, 3 carries for 24 yards. Defensively, senior Levi Garrett leading the way here at halftime with 4 tackles. John Hamilton and Jimmy Burchett both have 3. Again, Clay County leads 30-6 over Joe Burns here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show
and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection, because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, we're going to kick to Coach Edwards.
Well, Daniel, before we get started on these stats here, I'd like to say that if we still did the long-distance listener contest that we did in our first year, maybe first 2 years, you know, tonight, I imagine Joe and Maddie Adams might win that thing, because they're in the vicinity of Polebridge, Montana. Listening to it tonight, Joe sent me a text and a picture there of a sticker that I happened to put on the gas pump there of the Horizon Sports Network, along with a state championship sticker a few years ago when I was there. So they found that thing today and sent me a picture of it. That's pretty neat.
That is pretty neat. That's in the middle of nowhere.
That is absolutely in the middle of nowhere. Polebridge, Montana, population 6.
and that's not... That's not an exaggeration.
It's not. In the wintertime, they get several feet of snow. So if you're going to live there, you've got to be prepared to not be able to go anywhere. So stats for the Red Devils, Joe Burns, 32 total plays for 86 total yards in the first half. 11 rushes for 16 of those yards, and some success through the air, as you and Thomas were referring to earlier, 9 of 16 for 70 yards. Penalties. Joe Burns, 3 penalties for 25. Clay County, 8 penalties for 100 yards.
That was a big story for a long time in that first half, yeah. Those huge penalties.
And, you look back at last week, we had 8 penalties for 80 yards. So we've been penalized quite a bit over the course of the last 6 quarters.
Yeah, yeah. I know Coach Lamb not pleased with that. He will definitely be talking about that at halftime. We're going to go ahead and shift into the local sports lowdown. Brought to you by Macon Trust. We'll start with Youth League football. The Clay County Youth League football teams played their second games of the season this past Saturday in Salina as they hosted the teams from Gordonsville. Unfortunately, it was a clean sweep for the visiting Tigers as they won all 3 games, making all of our teams 0-2 on the season. The final scores were 6-22 in the flag division, 6-40 in the junior division, and 6-42 in the senior division. Next action for the Youth League will be tomorrow as they go on the road to face Watertown, with the beginning of the first game set for 4:30. Junior high football. The junior high Bulldogs are now 1-5 on the season after losing on the road in Westmoreland on Tuesday night. The Eagles gradually built a lead throughout the contest that ended in a final score of Westmoreland 38, Salina 6. The Dogs' lone touchdown came in the fourth quarter on the ground from sixth grade running back Nehemiah Hamilton. The junior high's next action will be next week on Thursday, September 22nd, when they make the trip to Turney Ford Field in Gordonsville. Coach, kick to you.
High school golf. This week, boys team suffered their first defeat of the season in what is their final match of the regular season at the hands of the Monroe County Falcons. District tournament play for girls and boys will begin next Monday, September 19th, at Bear Trace Golf Course in Crossville, Tennessee. So the golf season winding down. In volleyball, the CCHS Lady Dogs fell to district rival RBS Tuesday. They were also playing this afternoon. That game got moved up to 4 o'clock so we could get finished for this Thursday night football game. And I don't have the results of that, but I do know that they fell on Tuesday to Red Bull and Springs. Their next action is going to be Tuesday, September 20th versus the Lady Owls of Smith County inside Joe Sims Gymnasium here on the campus of Clay County High School. Junior high volleyball defeated Red Bull and Springs Monday to improve to 6-3 overall, but lost this afternoon to Gainesboro to move their record to 6-4 on the season. Their next action will be at Upperman Monday, and also take on Monterey at home next Thursday in what will be the 8th grade night at Salina K-8.
A lot of stuff going on. No cross country action this past week for the Clay County High School cross country team, I do not believe.
They don't have any this up. Coming week. They were at Coffee County. I don't have any results for that.
Okay. This week's local sports lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconMaconTrust.com. Macon Trust. Come grow with us. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here's tonight's trivia question. In the fourth game of the 1984 season, third-year head coach Russell Richardson led his Bulldogs in a 32-13 rout of the Monterey Wildcats. What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member led the black and gold offensive onslaught with 20 carries for 183 yards and 4 rushing touchdowns? Let's repeat that question again. In the fourth game of the 1984 season, third-year head coach Russell Richardson led his Bulldogs in a 32-13 rout of the Monterey Wildcats. What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member led the black and gold offensive onslaught with 20 carries for 183 yards and 4 rushing touchdowns? If
If you think you know the answer to that and would like to send it in, do so to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. About 30 seconds away from the kickoff to start this second half, Sam Daniels, a loyal listener, sends in the guest of Jimmy Crank Hull. Hull, of course, a junior on that squad, but the incorrect answer, not correct. Some other great players on that team. Some other guesses come in. Melissa White also guessing Jimmy Crank Hull. Also Tish Plumley. Yes, and Crank Hull. I suspected that would be the case. Not Jimmy Crank Hull, though, on the answer. Jason Hamilton also sending in Crank Hull. And now Melissa White says Jeff Korth, he was a year graduated. He was a senior in the fall of 83. This took place in the fall of 84. Thomas, if you'll open that up, there might be something we don't see there. I don't think so, is there, as far as responses? So still looking for the answer. What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member had 183 yards rushing and four touchdowns on 20 carries in 1984 in the rout over Monterey? We have a correct answer now. Listener Tish Plumley says Craig Ogletree. That's 100% right. That was Craig's sophomore year. That night, he was the feature back, apparently. Perhaps Crank Hull may be a bit banged up. I'm not sure. But it was Hall of Fame member Craig Ogletree who had four rushing touchdowns and 183 yards on 20 carries in the fourth game. Onside kick, Joe Byrne does recover. Let's wrap up this trivia here. So congratulations to Tish Plumley. She will be receiving a free sub certificate and the Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. We appreciate all of our listeners participating in that trivia. Look forward to that each and every week. Hope you guys do too. Joe Burns, a well-executed onside kick to open up this third quarter. So we saw the game start with Joe Burns fumbling on their second offensive play. They lost the possession. They have reclaimed that possession now with the well-executed onside as they take over from the Clay County 46, a short yard in, or short field rather, in front of them. Sarinay on the carry, brought down by Hunter Kyle. Alec Kerr also in there. It amazes me how quickly he closes from his safety position to get involved on plays that happen, Thomas, 1 to 2 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, his closing speed is just unbelievable, Daniel. We see it on both sides of the ball, defensively from that safety position and also offensively. When he gets the touches, he usually takes them to the house. But it was the senior Hunter Kyle battling through contact right there to get the penetration and take down Sarinay.
Second and eight for Joe Burns. Red Devils with it now at the Clay County 45. Screen pass set up. Hamilton with pressure. Head evades the rush. Loses yardage, though. We're going to have to call Nate Adams for our quarterback sack. Got up and under the chin of Head on the sideline. A good, clean hit. Thomas, that's going to be lost yardage, I believe. Yeah, it goes back. So Adams recording what I'm going to call his first quarterback sack of his career. Third and 12 now. Listener Tish Plumley wanted to clarify on the hotline she received no help from her husband, James Muscle Plumley, on that answer. Got it all by herself. I think there's been times that she's been accused of using him for assistance there, which is legal to do so. Of course, he has a wealth of knowledge about high school football, not only here in Salina, but a lot of other places as well. But congratulations to Tish on her own. Penalty before the third and 12 play can be executed by Joe Burns. And it's going to be a false start. Once again, it was that same motion formation, Thomas, that they're penalized for.
Yeah, having trouble with that. Besides Tish's comment there, now our three guessers that were really going at it, Daniel, she just barely won because they all came in just about the same time. Miss White, Nard, and Sam Daniels also saying Ogletree right after Tish did, too. So there was kind of the three usual suspects on that one.
That 84 season, one of the only season during the 80s where the Dogs recorded a losing record. I believe they were 4-7 on the year. Bit uncharacteristic. Just had some tough games that year. Of course, the next year they come back in 85 and go all the way to the semifinals. Pass well defended by Adams on the sideline. Going to be incomplete.
He actually caught that, Daniel. Went up over the receiver, snatched it off the top of his helmet, but I think he came down out of bounds.
Yeah, he did. It was an interception of sorts, but he came down out of bounds, as you said, Thomas. So Joe Burns maintains possession. They earned the right to punt, though, on fourth and about 15. So a good defensive effort for Clay County after Joe Burns comes out, steals the possession with a well-executed onside kick. Coach Diggerson's defense having no part of it.
Yeah, just great defense right there from Clay County, and you saw it across the board. You saw it up front with Hunter Kyle setting the tone early. Nate Adams on the outside with great coverage and the sack. Just a great team effort from Coach Diggerson's D.
Taylor had to punt. He not only quarterbacks, but also kicks for the Red Devils. Kerr fields it at the 19. Here it comes. 25, 30, 35. Spins out of a tackle. Gets brought down by the second one. So a good return by Alec. Fielded it at the 19. It brought it up to the 40, so a return of 21 yards. For the senior All-Stater, twice in his career, sophomore and junior year, Kerr honored with All-State awards. I believe both times from the Tennessee Sports Writers Association. Is that right, Thomas?
I think you're right, Daniel. You know, also has won two superlative honors in Region 4A, Special Teams Player of the Year last year, Skill Player of the Year as a sophomore. We know how dangerous he is. Had 12 touchdowns last season to go along with 58 tackles.
Dogs take over from their own 40, a 60-yard field in front of them. Arms, quarterback keeper, 45, 50, 45, 40, wrestled down. We've got a late hit here. Stone Lynn's helmet has been ripped off of him. The defensive lineman by Joe Burns, well behind the play, engaged with Lynn, and a penalty flag comes out. So Stone keeping his cool there as he was being mistreated by that lineman. Aggressive play, I believe. That was Angel Mendoza, according to the number.
Where are they marking it, Daniel? The 38.
Maybe the 39 even. Yeah, 38, Thomas.
Okay.
Prior to the penalty. Thomas right. Wanted to make sure he got accurate yardage for arms on the carry. And it is a personal foul against Joe Burns for that frivolous activity that took place. Credit to Stone Lynn with not retaliating there. He was kind of blindsided by this defensive lineman well behind the football when he was least expecting it. And he will get to stay on the field even though his helmet came off, because it came off as a result of that personal foul penalty. So Stone won't have to come off, and that's good because he's such a secure snapper. We talk about that a lot. First and 10 now for Clay County. Ball at the 24. Markham with it. Hit it in the line. Spins out of it. 20. Joseph Markham. 15. 10. Down around the 7-yard line and wrestled out of bounds. A first down for Clay County as Markham continues his excellent act.
Human highlight reel, Joseph Markham is. You know, stiff arms, battling, dragging guys down, making moves all the way down inside the 10-yard line, Daniel.
Ball sets at the 8. First and goal. Clay County looking to extend this lead they have. 24 points the differential. Bulldogs 30, Red Devils 6. Arms in the gun. Two wide to the right along with a tight end. Quarterback keeper, Keaton going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, Keaton Arms. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And just a mass of humanity on the ground behind him. That Clay County offensive line, Thomas, going low and taking out the Red Devil defensive front.
Yeah, they've been doing a great job. The seniors, Hunter, Kyle, Levi, Garrett, and Stone Lynn right there in the middle. And then tackles on the outside. You got Hayden McGee. And who plays the other tackle, Daniel? I always forget. Browning, Wyatt Browning, the new starter up front.
Parker Smith, rotation time.
Parker Smith just getting a great push right there for Keaton Arms.
Garrett on to attempt the PAT, first attempt we've seen in a couple weeks. He's always been good, and he remains good as he knocks that one in. A beauty by Levi Garrett, 37-6, now the lead for Clay County. And after a slow start during this first half, Clay County's blew this game wide open, a huge lead with 9:48 to go in the third quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Well, welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 37-6 with 9:48 to go here in the third quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 60-yard drive on three plays, and the drive got started with a Keaton Arms 32-yard run. Joseph Markham broke loose for 16, and Arms calling his own number from 8 yards out for the score. Levi Garrett made the extra point, and it made it 37-6. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Ben Maxfield recording the tackle. On the kickoff, Joe Burns is going to start deep in their own territory. Credit Joe Burns, head coach Tom Adkins, and the rest of this Red Devil staff. This game is definitely not over. A lot of time left. We do have a running clock now, though, because we have a 31-point difference. But very similar to last year for a long time there, Thomas. Close game before the last couple minutes of the second quarter. And then you saw the Clay County lead get extended. Head with the ball, quick screen on first down, little to no gain. Red Devil receiver still on his feet, though. Now a host of dogs come in. A late flag comes in, too. Got to think that, I see Birdwell back here. I started to say probably Weston Birdwell. Markham on the stop. He's playing outside linebacker on that side. Oh. Penalty on 28, perhaps, Coach Edwards thinks.
No, either way, he probably made the tackle with a late hit.
Credit Markham with the stop. Personal foul against Clay County, a targeting call.
So he did make the tackle.
First down for the Red Devils. Ball advanced up after the big penalty to the Red Devil 42. Clay County well over 100 yards of penalty yards tonight. We see a low-hanging haze coming across the field of smoke from the fireworks that were fired after the last Bulldog touchdown. Hand off to Sarnay. We've done a fine job with him tonight. He stopped.
You know who that was.
McElroy, the initial hitter. Who else?
Joseph Markham. You call him for something, he gets fired up, Daniel.
They wanted the Red Devil sideline wanted a late hit call. No flags come out this time, though, so a tackle for loss for Markham, aided by McElroy. Second and 12 now. Joe Burns with it at their 40. You know, that big Joe Burns drive in the second quarter, Thomas, seems like a long time ago, but I was so impressed with Taylor Head, the quarterback for the Red Devils. We talked a lot about it, but what a job he's done tonight here for them.
Yeah, you know, he kept his team in this ball game, but Clay County's found a way, Daniel, with the weapons they have, with Joseph Markham's running, the offensive line getting the push, and Keaton Arms and Alec Kerr and you know, all the guys just finally putting it together as Joe Burns decides they want to go backwards once, Daniel.
False start for the Red Devils. Let's hit them tonight. You know, that's not what you expect typically from them. We always talk about two things, typically, when we talk about a Joe Burns football team, they don't turn the ball over much, and they're not heavily penalized. And we've seen them do both tonight. They lost a fumble, and they, at this point, they've had about five penalties. So a few things perhaps a bit uncharacteristic for them. Second round 17 after the penalty, heading the gun, hands off to a back. He's off left side, finds a little bit of room, but not much. It's on the far side of the field away from us, and another flag late. I've got to think this is on Clay County for a late hit. Thomas, at this point in the contest, you've got to learn as a player. Look, they're calling this type of stuff tonight. Tonight's not the night to come in late. When I hear whistle blow, I better stop what I'm doing. All those things, because another personal foul against Clay County. And we don't keep up. Coach Edwards, I'm assuming, throws his notes away after these games. We could probably look back over the last 5 years if he keeps them, but bound to be the most penalized contest we called. Timeout taken by Joe Burns. 6:03 marker this third quarter. This game's got a little out of hand with the score and a little sloppy on the field. 37-6. Clay County leads it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live, first and 10 for Joe Burns. Hand off to Sarnay. No, that's not Sarnay. That's number 22. Isaiah Peebles. No, A.J. Morgan. I just have not learned the names of the Red Devils tonight outside of quarterback Taylor Head. I apologize for that. I know it makes the broadcast hard to follow sometimes. Pickup of about 3, 2nd and 7, Thomas. A lot of these Red Devil plays have been run into their bench on the far side of the field away from us. I'm having trouble seeing the tacklers. Do you have an idea? Hamilton?
I think that might have been John Hamilton off that far sideline right there, Daniel. But you're right. Even from the great view here atop Joan Ellis Stadium, when you get a plumb across the field, it's hard to tell.
2nd and 7. After the Clay County penalties, Red Devils have it in Bulldog territory around the 44. Oh, good defense. There is a Red Devil down, though, and a helmet off. I don't like the look of this, but he is getting up. Never good to have that headgear come off mid-play. Fortunately, A.J. Morgan gets back to his feet, though. He'll have to go to the sideline for a play. No gain on the carry. Makes it 3rd and 7. Hamilton again? Who?
I think so. Off that edge, and you know, he's a little bit taller than most, Daniel. He hits guys a little high right there, and I think that's what happened.
I think it may have been 2 plays ago. It could have been Kyle, because it's Kyle playing that right defensive tackle. Kyle's thickened up in the last year or so. Him and Hamilton pretty comparable in size. John a little bigger than Hunter, but they are two imposing forces, though, on that defensive line. Timeout taken here on the field, 4:34 mark of the third quarter. Clay County leads it 37-6. When we return, it'll be Joe Burns, 3rd and 7.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
On 3rd and 7, Joe Burns tried to run up the middle. Picked up a couple yards, makes it 4th and 6. Ricardo McElroy recording the stop. I talked to Ricardo's uncle there at halftime for a minute. He's down here shooting off these firecrackers tonight. Complimented him on how well his nephew was playing this senior year. I know we've talked about him each week here on the broadcast, and he has played very good from that nose guard position. And as Thomas mentioned earlier, it's his quickness and speed. He's oftentimes undersized in there, but uses his agility to make a lot of stops. Joe Burns going to go for it. On 4th and 6, screen pass set up, ahead with plenty of time, throws, nobody home. Could be intentional grounded. I don't think we'll see a flag for that, though. So there's no tackle box in high school. You know, it don't matter where you're at on the field. If there's not a receiver in the vicinity, that flag can be thrown. And that time, though, no flag comes out. Probably a good no call, if, in fact, it was even the right call in the first place. There could have been a Red Devil in the vicinity. Clay County going to take back over, though, Thomas, at their own 42-yard line, we'll call it, a 58-yard field. In front of this black and gold offense and more points, they lead 37-6, 3-minute mark, third quarter.
Yeah, that was the product of pressure again. McElroy and Garrett right there up the gut, Daniel.
Dogs from the 42, arms in the gun, two wide left. Curran motion right to left. Hand off to him. No.
Burchett.
Jimmy Burchett with it on the jet sweep. Up to the 50 and out of bounds. Enough for a first down. We'll talk a lot more about it as this season winds down. But what an absolute treat and pleasure it's been to have the privilege to broadcast the ball games for this group of seniors. Just a special group, and a lot more football to play out of them, but very fortunate, Thomas, as broadcasters to get to cover this group.
Yeah, well, you know, probably once in a lifetime type group. I mean, we've talked about them. They can be, you know, be the most successful senior class ever as far as wins and,
yeah,
and a lot of other things so far. So, you know, a once in a lifetime type group. Nate Adams with the carry.
Originates at the Joe Burns 46.
Look, Adams
goes to the corner. Here he goes, north and south. Picks up a first down inside the 30 before he's hauled down. As I mentioned, play started at the Joe Burns 46. They're going to mark it down at the Red Devil 28. Pick up a 18. 4-8 Adams. So back-to-back jet sweeps. Coming from the first cousins, Jimmy Burchett, Nate Adams. Both of them getting first downs on the carry.
Yeah, and you can see what athletes they both are, Daniel. Nate Adams having a huge breakout freshman season, under center at quarterback. He's played defensive back 2 years straight, wide receiver this year, and, you know, not getting many touches, but you can see what he can do with it when he does.
Hand off to Markham from the 28. Joseph with it. Dodges a man. Gets down around the 19, maybe the 20, depending on the spot. One move away from breaking that one.
Yeah, at the line of scrimmage. Markham does a lot of things, but you don't see many backs that can do what Joseph Markham does at the line of scrimmage. You know, two guys standing in front of him, put the brakes on, kind of did that Barry Sanders almost backwards jump, set his feet again, and got positive yardage. Just impressive.
Ball sits at the 20, second and around 2. Arms in the gun. Dogs on the edge of the red zone here. Two wideouts left. Kerr right. Hand off to him on the jet sweep. Alec with it. 15. Reverses field. Pass blocking. Gets to the 10. Now down around the 6 where he's brought down. I made the comment last week, Kerr's almost harder to tackle in tight quarters.
He's
in the open field, and he's so dodgy as this third quarter comes to an end with that Kerr carry. He advanced down to around the 6-yard line. That's where they're going to spot it. So it'll be first and goal, Clay County. They're leading 37-6 here in the Region 4A opener of the 2022 season. We'll go to break. Come back for the fourth quarter.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, I made the comment earlier this was the region opener for both teams. That's not true. Joe Burns has already played Redbourne Springs and defeated them. Joe Burns 1-0 in the region, 2-2 overall. Arms keep, or a quarterback keeper, powers his way into the end zone. Nobody's stopping him as he's sniffing close to the goal line. Touchdown, Keaton Arms. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And it's 43-6. We'll have to see if we go to the two-point muddle huddle or if we send Levi Garrett back on the kick. A beauty of an extra point on his last attempt. Going to be muddle huddle set. Hamilton splits right. Burchett, the long snapper. Adams and Kerr behind him. Markham behind six linemen to the left. We're going to shift here. And Garrett going to come back for the extra point. So I really like all these different looks we've seen. That's the first time we've shifted from muddle huddle back to extra point. Snap, set, kicks away. And it is no good, they say. 11:26 mark of the fourth quarter. Clay County up big, 43-6.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Garrett with the kickoff. Fielded by Red Devil around the 20. Host of Dogs in on the stop. Joe Burns is going to take over at their own 26-yard line. 11 minutes and ticking here, fourth quarter. Running clock now, 43-6. Don't forget that this was a tight ball game through the first full quarter and then three quarters of the second before Clay County extended. Coach Lamb getting aggressive there with some timeouts at the end of that second quarter. Built a 20-something to 6 lead at the half for Clay County. The Dog offense doing a great job of executing the two-minute drill, whatever you want to call it there.
It was actually 30-6 that last score was, Daniel.
That's right.
You're right. Coach Lamb, great clock management, used all of his timeouts on the Joe Burns offensive possession, and then Clay County quick strikes and clocking the ball to save time, and then Markham, just a great call by Coach Maynard. As time expired, he took it in from 40 yards out to make it 30-6 at halftime. Prior to that, it was 14-6 with 2:57 to go in that second quarter.
Right, and all the momentum in favor of Joe Burns, a pick six touchdown by Markham, was it?
That's right.
That gave us back that momentum. Austin Anderson recording a big stop on 1st and 10. I thought it was a tackle for loss. They say the momentum got back to the line of scrimmage, though. Second 10 now for Joe Burns. Gonna have to get my roster out. See some new guys coming on. Freshman Cole Eads comes out to play some defense here. Keaton Arms also comes to the sideline, so another linebacker in the game. Joe Burns with it. Handoff. Not much doing. Primary tackler still on the ground watching here.
I think that was Levi Garrett, Daniel, making his last stop before he exits the ball game.
Reese Adams comes out to take Garrett's spot at inside linebacker. I see Ben Maxfield out there, the junior. Weston Birdwell still on the field. Ricardo McElroy still at nose guard. Number 55, Colton Brown, the freshman out there playing defensive tackle. In the secondary, freshman Nolan Adams has come out. Jimmy Birch is still playing one of the safeties. Joe Burns with it, third and 10. After no gains on first and second down carries. Another handoff. Some yardage this time, enough to move the sticks perhaps.
Worm Smith with the tackle right there, Daniel, from his linebacker spot. He must have been the one that spelled arms earlier.
First down gain by Joe Burns. This drive could end the contest. We're at 8:25 and ticking. And if I get a couple more first downs, it's going to go quick with this running clock. Number 21 onto the field, Leighton Brown, the junior, coming out to play this near side defensive back. As Nate Adams goes off the field. No, actually, he took Weston Burville's spot.
I think we've got another freshman, Hunter Manley, in there at nose guard, number 59, Daniel.
Joe Burns, first and 10 from their own 35. Hand off to a back in the backfield, not much doing. Dog defensive front having no part of it. Big Ernesto Sanchez, perhaps, on the stop there. Saw 58 coming back from the scene of the crime.
58 or 59?
58, who I saw.
Okay, so Sanchez, not Manley, my fault. I thought it was 59.
Yeah, it's definitely the build of the junior, Sanchez, playing that nose. Very easy to mistake that 8 for 9 on the silver jerseys, though. Second 10 after no gain. Backup quarterback in now for Joe Burns. Backup running back as well.
What a lick.
Number 5, Cole Eads involved. Others too, Thomas.
Yeah, Eads laying the lumber right there, Daniel. Coming up from, is he playing safety or linebacker?
Well, he's playing linebacker. You know, you look at his build and you think more of a DB, but perhaps with his aggressiveness, making a good linebacker there. Him and Reese Adams, the two inside linebackers right now.
Yeah.
Freshmen, newcomers, had good junior high careers. And once these seniors exit the program, these 9 strong seniors, those guys are going to have still in good hands. Good freshman crop. Third and 9 after a gain of 1. Red Devils with it at their own 37. Down to 6.5 minutes as whistles blow here. Penalty against Joe Burns. False start. Going to back him up 5, making it 3rd and 14. Clay County going to be in action next Friday night, 8 days from now, road game at Westmoreland. Going to be a dandy. Looking forward to, you know what? We didn't do a budget pest control scoreboard update at halftime. I knew something was off. That's just wrong.
You're correct, Daniel.
Did you know about it at the time, Coach, and just not tell me?
Well, we just went into trivia, and then at the trivia, we went into third quarter started. So, you know, it's all right. Not many scores tonight anyway on a Thursday night.
Well, that's true. That's a great point, matter of fact.
Really, there's only one, and then the NFL game. That's all I had.
Well, let's hear about it after this play. Third and 14, then we'll do another one in the Kirkquist postgame show.
Ooh, another lick.
Good run by the backup quarterback for Joe Burns. That player is Caleb Stewart, the junior, who took over those duties. I think. Is it 1 or 7? Yeah, 1's playing the quarterback. Who was credited with the Bulldog stop, Tom?
I'm trying to see, Daniel.
Coach, give us those scores you got. And a nice tagline for budget pest control.
It was 27 coming up there making that stop. Canyon Short.
The junior.
Yeah, Coalfield defeats Oakdale 68-8. Not much of a battle of Morgan County there. two undefeated teams. And NFL game, 17-14 Chargers, third quarter.
Who are they playing?
Chiefs.
Hmm.
Chiefs.
AFC West. Loaded this year.
And who's that brought to us by?
Brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They put the brakes on snakes. And Mr. Collins did that for me today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Oh, he did.
Fourth down carry does not get enough for the first down. So Joe Burns is going to turn the ball over. Take any offense. Second team offense is fixing to take the field.
That was Brown, 55, with a stop, Daniel.
Don't mean to get too personal, Coach, but I got to hear a little bit about that.
It was just an apartment. A tenant had a snake that they had watched slither underneath their stove, and so I called the serpent tamer, Luke Collins, and he was on the task right about kickoff time.
Wow. Ever identify the species?
I'm sure by now. I'm sure it's a king cobra or something dangerous. sure by now it's been released into the wild.
Clay County going to take over with this second offensive unit here. Going to have a short field, guys, 45-yard line. As we were saying earlier, next Friday night, a big one at Westmoreland. Looking forward to that. Make the trip if you can. If not, we will be there. I was over there Tuesday for junior high action, verified that we did have enough service to broadcast over there. You know, 2 years ago, we had difficulty over at Westmoreland. We've had some memorable moments in that Westmoreland series. Jimmy Burchett's the most memorable, the big kickoff return touchdown here
last year. Well, I hope people tune in and listen to us, Daniel, but we need a big crowd to travel next week because that's going to be a big game.
Clay County offense taking over at their own 45. Nolan Adams, freshman quarterback on the keeper around right side, picks up 3-4. They're going to mark him down at the 41 or 2. Going to wait and check for the spot. Pick up a 4 for Nolan. 3:45 and ticking here in the fourth quarter. Clay County 43. Joe Burns 6.
Can he call off any of those interior offensive linemen for us, Daniel? We've got several subs in there.
I'll certainly try. I see not necessarily interior linemen, but Eli Burnett splitting out wide to the left, along with junior Logan Jennings. Reese Adams playing the tight end. Running back, probably freshman co-leads. Nolan Adams quarterback. We'll try to look at the linemen on this play. Hand off to Eads. He's around left side. Cole with it. Tries to get away from Red Devil. Can't do it. I see number 66, Jess Cox. 58, Ernesto Sanchez. Also in there, number 64, Caleb Weir. Caleb would be playing center, the junior. Probably the heir apparent to the center position once Stone Lynn leaves. Also number 55, Colton Brown, freshman in there. So some good playing time for this offensive line, second unit.
Gain of about one there for Eads, Daniel.
Sophomore Caden Strong also in there playing tackle. Yeah. Give him 2. Set the 39. Started at the 41. Hand off to Eads again. Run right side. Going to get a few more close to the first down. Cole running hard. It matches up to around the 34. And it is enough to move the sticks. Started at the 39. Now at the 34. Gain of 5 for Cole. First and 10, 2:10 and ticking. Think we got all those linemen covered. Sanchez left tackle, Jess Cox left guard, Caleb Weir the center, Colton Brown right guard, Caden Strong right tackle. Quarterback keeper, Nolan Adams, left side. Has blocking, reverses field, comes back the other way, makes one man fall to the turf. Can he escape? 40, stiff arms, 35, run out of bounds. Nolan covered a lot of yardage on that play. Went basically from the center of the field to left sideline, trying to come back to the right sideline and was run out of bounds. Great effort on his part, but a loss of yardage? No gain. Where did I say it started, Thomas? Oh, for us?
At the 34.
Play's going to continue. Even with the injury timeout, the officials are kind of holding it up. Still waiting here. The officials have stopped play. There's a Red Devil injured on the sideline. Now he's up. That's number 11. Tyler Honeycutt, the sophomore linebacker.
Thought we got Brown split out at wide receiver. 32.
A newcomer, Brady Daly, the freshman, playing the slot. Ball sets at the 35-yard line. We're at second and 10. Well, 34. Adams in the gun. Hand off to Eats. Cole with it. Has a hole. Nice game. Cole advances up around the 25-yard line. Minute 5 and ticking here in the fourth quarter. 43-6. Clay County going to move to 4-0 on the season. Joe Burns to 2-3 after this contest. I see number 70, young Matt Weir, the freshman. He'd rotated in on that offensive line. Dogs with it from the 25. Hand off to Eads again. Has blocking. Feels his way through. Picks up around 3, maybe 4. They're going to give him the 21. That could be it. 25 seconds and ticking. The Dogs will not have to snap again, and I don't think that Coach Lamb and Coach Maynard will do so. This one's going to go final here in about 17 seconds. Clay County wins their Region 4A opener. They'll go to 4-0 in the year, 1-0 in region play. 43-6 going to be the final of this one. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up for you here on the CarQuest postgame show, so hang with us. Buzzer sounds here at John Teeples Field. Clay County 43, Joe Burns 6. The Dogs are 4-0. We'll be right back.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live on the Carquest postgame show. What a performance by Clay County. A slow start, a lot of penalties, but all the kinks got worked out before game's end, and we end up with this impressive final score of 43-6. This is not a bad Joe Burns football team that came in here tonight. Don't think that this was poor competition. This is a well-coached team that had a great quarterback, a good offensive line, good running backs. It's just that Clay County, it's a stout, stout team this year, and they flexed their muscle tonight throughout the course of this game. I talked about the game throughout the week, and when folks would ask me, I said, well, I think it'll be very similar to last week's game with Cornersville and the fact that it'll be a slow start, but by game's end, you'll see a big separation on the scoreboard, and that's what happened, Thomas.
Yeah, we saw a big separation. The only difference is, you got a 30-year veteran in Coach Tom Atkins that makes you play ugly, that gets you in a game that's just grungy and ugly early on. Cornersville had a first-year head coach last week, so to me, that's the difference. And, you know, Joe Burns showed what kind of team they really were, I thought, in that first half. Daniel, it was a one-possession ball game with less than 3 minutes to go in that first half, and then it turned out to be 30-6 at the break. So, yeah. That just tells you. So I like the fact that Clay County fought through things and found a way to score and found a way to win this ballgame like they should. I don't like the fact of how ugly it was to start, and I know Coach Lambert's not going to be happy with that either. They can't do that next week.
No, they can't against Westmoreland. Coach Lamb knew how undisciplined his kids were playing. I think he even called Coach Edwards at halftime just to say, hey, what's the penalties? Because
yeah,
he knew that was what was holding them back, self-inflicted wounds. You mentioned it in the keys to the game. Joe Burns can't slow down Clay County.
No.
Only Clay County can slow down Clay County, and we did for a little while.
Yeah, we did. But it wasn't from the start. Clay County got off to a nice start. They've got a quick stop on defense, forced a fumble, and Clay County was in business. Markham started banging away 20 yards. Kerr got a carry for 13. Armstrong Burchett for 13. And then he ran it in from 19 yards out. Markham added the 2 point. And it was 8-0 midway through that first quarter. And Clay County looked like they were going to start clicking. It just didn't happen, Daniel.
No, it didn't.
And it was all about the penalty yards. Clay County started going backwards. On their next possession, they were forced to punt. Joe Burns had a chance. They were about midfield. Joseph Markham with the pick six. John Hamilton putting the pressure on. To me, that kind of turned the tide completely. It didn't get them totally out of the funk, but it gave us some momentum. You heard the crowd rise. You saw the Clay County defense kind of stand up a little bit. So it's 14-0 with 7:47 to go in the half. But Joe Burns answered on the ensuing drive. They picked up 2 fourth-down conversions. They were aided by a long interference call down the far sideline, and they had it first and goal at the 9-yard line. And then the quarterback, Taylor Head, was really impressive for Joe Burns. He scrambled around, kept things going, and he threw a touchdown pass with 2:57 left in the second quarter. It was 14-6, and it was a ball game.
It certainly was. You know, we talked a lot about it at that point. Momentum was all Red Devils at that point. Clay County had a lot of penalties going and nothing positive at that moment.
Until they got the ball back. And if you want something positive, put it in the hands of Alec Kerr. 2 passes to Alec Kerr, 6 points later.
Yeah,
what
that
happened.
Was quick, explosive.
It was. 2:49 is when we got the ball with 2 minutes left in the half. We'd scored another touchdown and an extra two-point conversion. Keaton Arms rose straight up, hit Alec Kerr with a quick pass at the line of scrimmage. He took the first one for 10. He took the second one 32 yards to the house. We called the play. Just an amazing run by Kerr, all yards after the catch, of course. and then Adams, Nate Adams with a 2-point run. It was 22-6, and I thought, you know, Clay County's looking pretty good. That was a huge score for them. It's 22-6. Let's go into halftime. Nope.
Mm-mm.
Coach Lamb saw Joe Burns about midfield. I think it was around the 46. The Bulldog defense bowed up, forced a punt. He called two timeouts, conserving clock. We got it at our own 20-yard line with 51 seconds to play. And Joseph Markham basically put us in the end zone. He had a 28-yard run on kind of a little draw play out of the read. Then Armstrong,
I think it was on a third down down here.
It was, third and 10 at the 20. We'd had two incompletions before that. He ran 28 yards to set us up. Arms found Burchett for a short gain to get the next first down, I think. And then we had several incompletions in a row, a penalty, kind of some of that sloppy stuff right there as time started ticking away. But the clock management was there. We spiked the ball twice, got back up, had 6 seconds to go, third and 15 at our own, at our 40-yard line, their 40-yard line.
Everybody expected
a
pass.
We had a pass called. That's when we picked up a penalty. We got a delay of game penalty. We marched it back 5 yards, and that's when Coach Maynard went to the draw play to mark them, and, you know, he made them pay. 40 yards jaunt to the end zone. Then he got the 2-point conversion. It was 30-6, and pretty much that was the end of this ball game at the break.
It was. Great way to finish that first half. Added some more points in the second half. Coach Edwards, want to go ahead and share the Joe Burns stats and that lofty penalty total?
Yeah, the Red Devils managed 42 plays tonight for 102 total yards. Quarterback Taylor Head threw for 9 of 18 for 70 yards, one interception, and 24 rushes for 32 yards on the ground by several different Red Devils. Penalty yardage, Joe Burns tried to catch up there in the second half. They ended up with 7 penalties for 55 yards. Clay County, 10 penalties for 130 yards. Ooh. On the night.
Pretty lofty. We're going to play one promo. It's about 1 minute long. Going to come back, give the Clay County stats, announce the TGS Top Performer, and give you a formal Budget Pest Control scoreboard update. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Carquest Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final Budget Pest Control scoreboard update. As we wrap up the CarQuest Pro Team Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County big winners 43-6 in the Region 4A opener against Joe Burns. Clay County moves 4-0 on the year. Joe Burns drops to 2-3. Time for those Clay County stats you've been wanting to hear.
Another big night for Clay County. 39 plays for 379 offensive yards. 5 touchdowns on offense, and then, of course, the 1 defensive touchdown, the pick 6. Quarterbacks went 5 for 11 for 95 yards and 1 touchdown. Arms was 5 for 10. For 95 and the touchdown. Nate Adams threw 1 time, had 1 incompletion. Rushing 28 carries, 284 yards, and 4 touchdowns as a total for Clay County. Receiving off the arm of Arms, we saw 2 receivers tonight catch all 5 balls. Alec Kerr, 3 catches, 65 yards, and that 32-yard touchdown. Jimmy Burchett, 2 catches for 30 yards. Rushing tonight, Cole Eads came in, had 4 carries for 20 yards. Alec Kerr had 2 carries for 27 yards. Jimmy Burchett, one carry for 12 yards. Nolan Adams had two carries for 4 yards. Nate Adams, two carries, 21 yards. One of those was a two-point conversion. Keaton Arms had 6 carries tonight for 60 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then Joseph Markham, your leading rusher, 11 carries, 140 yards, and a 40-yard touchdown, and 2 two-point conversions on the ground. Defensively, a lot of big numbers here. We talked about Levi Garrett coming out and setting the tone. It was kind of he and John Hamilton tonight. They both ended tonight with 5 tackles. Ricardo McElroy and Hunter Kyle each had 4 tonight. Austin Anderson, 2 tackles and a recovered fumble. Jimmy Burchett had 3 stops. Alec Kerr had 1 tonight. Don't forget to add McElroy's sack as I go down through here, Daniel. Joseph Markham, 3 tackles, the pick 6, and the tackle for loss. Parker Smith, 1 stop tonight. Weston Burwell had 2. I already mentioned Kyle with 4. Keaton Arms had 2. Nate Adams, a sack tonight and 1 tackle. Ben Maxfield, 2 stops. Parker Smith had, no, I'm sorry, I think that was Worm Smith. Worm Smith with 1 stop tonight. I already said Parker with 1. Ernesto Sanchez had 1. Cole Eads, 1. Kenyon Short, 1. And Mr. Brown, you'll have to tell me Colton. The lineman. Yes, Colton Brown, the freshman, also had 1 stop tonight.
Pretty good numbers there. Going to go ahead and announce tonight's TDS top performer. And we had a lot to pick from, as we often do. Sometimes that's the hardest thing we have to do all night long is settle in on who our TDS top performer is. Early in the game, I really like John Hamilton. He was putting a ton of pressure on the quarterback, Taylor Head, at opportune times. But it was somebody who just showed his diversity again.
Again.
The explosiveness and the charisma of Joseph Markham, the carries he had, 11 for 140, over 10 yards a carry, the rushing touchdown, the two-point conversions,
the pick six.
And we talked about it on that drive. You know, we're sitting here 3rd and long 2 different times, and we hand the ball off, not as a last-ditch effort of running the clock out, but because we feel like, hey, this we can convert here. We ain't got to go to the iron. We can go to him. And he provided just a great performance by a lot of guys, but also Joseph.
Yeah, great game by Clay County to dig out of this one tonight is what I think. But I think the timing of Joseph Markham is what dug him out of it. We're sitting here in an 8-0 ball game. There's nothing going wrong. Going right. Everything's going wrong. We've got drives that are going backwards, this and that. And Markham with the pick six. That's when you saw a little spark out of Clay County.
Yeah.
When he returned that pick six interception, we went up 14-0. You saw some life out of Clay County, no matter how bad things were going. Yeah, Joe Burns did answer.
Yeah.
On the ensuing drive, made it another 1-score ball game. Kerr got us back out to a 2-score game, but it was Joseph Markham. To me, that was the one that ended this contest, was that when we got the ball back with less than a minute to go, passing situation. Joseph Markham rushes for 68 yards on that drive, a 28-yarder and a 40-yard walk-off touchdown, basically, as the halftime buzzer sounded. So he was the one that put Clay County over the top, got them out of the quagmire they were in early on. And Joseph Markham so far this year, guys, 454 yards. This is rough, unofficial.
Right.
Somewhere around a Baker's dozen touchdowns coming in all different ways. Rushing, defensively, receiving. He's already halfway to 30 touchdowns, and we're just 4 games in. Just an impressive player. We talk about him all the time. We talk about all these guys.
Right.
But tonight we're talking about Joseph Markham. He was the X factor. What do you think, Coach?
Oh, I agree. I mean, any given night, any of these guys can have a big game, and that's what I think makes this Clay County team so dangerous. You know, we're hard to defend. We got a lot of options.
We certainly do. And you see it on the two-point plays. We got all the different ways because there's so many weapons, Joseph Markham being a big one of those weapons. He was tonight's TDS top performer. This is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay Kings athletes and cheerleaders. Not a lot of action going on tonight in the sporting world. However, we've got it covered for you, though, on the budget pest control scoreboard update.
Coalfield routes Oakdale 68-8.
4-0, big contest anyway.
In county rivals, you know.
Well, tried to set you guys up there, get you to, what is it Nick Saban calls it? Rat poison.
Yeah.
Tried to set you up a little rat poison. You didn't fall for it. Chiefs have taken the lead over the Chargers 24-17. We may get home in time to watch the end of that one in the fourth quarter. So, scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They put the brakes on the snakes, no matter how big they are.
Folks, we hope you enjoyed the broadcast. We know we certainly enjoyed delivering it to you. We'll be in West Morgan, Tennessee next week for a big non-region contest. That's when, you know, a couple games that are circled going into the year. Obviously, Gordonsville to wrap up the regular season. But West Morgan, a big one because we know it's a good measuring stick of just how good this Clay County team is. We're going to find out. Some folks have maybe questioned the strength of schedule. I don't question the strength of schedule. I just say we're really good because I'm going to say one more time, Cornersville and Joe Burns ain't bad football team.
No, they're not.
But Westmoreland, though, going to be a different animal.
And Daniel, this Westmoreland game has turned into some kind of type of a rivalry.
Yeah.
It's not far away, and it's always a physical, just, as you like to say, slobber knocker type of battle. You don't see but a touchdown difference in final scores, and they're always maybe in the 20s.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's going to be a battle. We need everybody that loves the black and gold to make a trip. It's not that far.
Nah, easy drive.
Jump on 52.
And don't get off of it.
Head west and come join us.
That's right. All right, guys, we appreciate you listening tonight. For Rob Edwards and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong wishing y'all a good night.